across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jamie East in Fury and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
That was George Galloway was 51. I was 74. Hello. Oh, God, it's me. It's been a long time since I've done this shift. I don't know where I'm coming or going. I don't know what's happened. I'm sure everything's fine. I heard from Kath earlier on. Everything's fine. Ian'll be back on Monday. Kath will be back at some point. Maybe tomorrow. Who knows? We'll find out. I'm Jamie East. I did this show. Oh, my goodness. Sam, when was it? Last year. This time last year?
It was when Ian was in the jungle. So we were in December 17.
It was, wasn't it? Because that was just after I'd left. I was just leaving Virgin. I was headed for big things on Talk Radio. And here I am a year later. Introduce yourself. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Hayley. I produce here. And you're... I don't think we've done a show together before. We're like passing ships in the night. We've
I'm pretending and not... you're pretend Kath.
Yeah, something like that.
So have you worked? Did you work here all the time? Do you float about other radio stations?
I float a bit, but I'm here quite a lot.
What other stations do you work
doesn't
at?
Matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
No? Okay, fine. Better ones or worse ones?
Similar
ones.
You're nasty.
Well, no, I'm just intrigued. This is we've never worked together before, so I'm just trying to find a bit about you. Whereabouts do you come from?
I'm South East London, me.
What was that? What, like Lewisham way?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a good guess, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was born in Sidcup. And haven't really moved that far away. Near Sam. Sam lives in Sidcup.
Me and Sam,
we live very close to each other.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've never felt the need to kind of spread your wings?
Go north. No. Never.
Well, what do you consider north?
No, never.
What do you consider north?
Oh, what do I consider north?
Lots of people have different kind of barometers for where does it become the north?
I mean, definitely past Watford, but I would say London-wise, I'd say anything...
No, London's south. No, where in England is north?
Watford, definitely. Anything past Watford.
Anything
Gap
past
services,
Watford is north.
Yeah. And they smell, by the way. Watford Gap services.
I thought
really
the northerners smell. Goodness
no.
me.
My husband's northern, so you
where's
know,
your husband
it's
from?
Not that bad. Preston.
Right.
Really
that,
north.
That is north.
Yeah.
See, I'm Derby, which is Midlands, but people think it's the north down here. But that, I mean, that's...
You've got a slight accent.
Yeah, I did. I mean, it was a lot stronger when I actually lived there. I've not lived there for quite a while now. But, yeah. There we go. 0344 499 1000. Text the word talk in your message to 87222. Text 205p plus your normal network rate. Tweet at Talk Radio, or just tweet me at Jamie East, whichever you want. If you've been thinking about calling in, but were nervous for whatever reason, now's the time. It's kind of all bets are off. Everything's open. There's no real set agenda. Not. I suspect that there's not really one. We haven't got one of those high concept shows planned that Ian and Kath sometimes do. You know, where it's kind of like any orange people can talk or phone in. Do you know when they do things like that? Where it's brilliant.
Yes.
It terrifies me. I thought the logistics of trying to get my head around actually
being organised.
Doing that. Yeah, I'm not that organised. I mean, to be fair, it's Kath, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I'd say
that,
so.
Let's be frank.
Yeah.
You know. But so it's none of those high concept shows. We're just kind of having a chat. Charlotte, yeah. I mean, Charlotte, it's all very well tweeting. Call as well. 0344 499 1000. Angela's on the line. Angela, how are you doing?
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Helly.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. I'm getting there. I've had a few illnesses, but I'm a bit better now.
Oh, okay. What yeah. Like coughs and colds and stuff?
No, just arthritis. It's,
oh, dear.
Yeah, it's a bit tough in this winter. I don't know why. They said it was colder, didn't they?
Does it get a bit sore in the cold weather, does it?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you one of those people that can tell when it's going to rain because your knees go funny?
I can tell by my feet.
Why? What happens to your feet?
Yeah. And that's the worst part because you want to use them, don't you?
Wow, not when it's too cold. Yeah. You just want to get under the duvet, really.
My toes were blue this morning.
Your toes were blue?
They were actually blue. I actually took a picture of them. I'll show you later. They're a bit disgusting. But yeah, and I was like, oh my God, my feet are actually blue. It is actually quite cold.
Well, you ought to get them checked out. That's your circulation.
Well, it's fine now. Just this morning when I woke up.
Wow. What have you been up to, though, today, Angela? You're in Leicester, are you? Is that where you're calling from?
Yeah, I can call you from Esther. Anyway, where we're calling from, I've got online banking now. And you can take...
Online banking?
Banking, I should say.
Oh, I was going to say that's something very different.
No,
that's called Tinder.
You know what I mean. So, the water board tried to take two payments in 1 week.
Yeah.
So I was looking through what they were doing. So I showed my nephew and I said, look, they're trying to take an extra payment out in 1 week.
Mm.
And they took one out on a Monday, which they should have done because it was just 4 weeks on a Friday.
Yeah.
So I cancelled it straight away because I was watching my bank. And then my bank alerted me saying they're taking too much out. So I sent them kind of an email. Don't try it on with me.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. You see, I immediately get the impression that you are not to be messed with, Angela.
No. And I got a letter this morning. They tried to deny it.
So you sent an email, they sent you a letter back?
Yeah. And they tried to deny it, but I know for a fact that I saw it in front of my eyes because I rang them up and they said they're sorry about trying to take an extra payment out. So I should check all your payments that go out online.
Right, you've lost me a little bit now, I must confess. So let's go back. Can we go back to when you sent them the email? So you sent an email, you just went on the website and sent an email. Did you not phone them up? Yeah. Did you cancel the payment, first of all?
I cancelled the direct debit.
Right, that's the most important thing.
Yeah. And I emailed them and the business hours were still open and she apologised for taking the extra payment out.
Was it her that did it?
Yeah, and... So their excuse was that because it's a long month, they try and take an extra payment out.
Oh, what? Because there's more Fridays or more Mondays in January than normal.
Yeah,
and
that's it.
So it's every. I see what they. So every, it's every 4 weeks rather than every calendar month.
Yeah. So I thought,
that's annoying. Mm. Is that what they said? They said they'd not done anything wrong.
Yeah, but I said, what if I didn't have the money in that day? Mm.
Wow, yeah.
Wow.
That's an argument we could have with any bill, though, isn't it? I mean, so did you think it was every calendar month?
No, because I set it up for every 4 weeks on a Friday.
Ah, well, there you go. That's so. Mm. It's a technical. They got you on a technicality, didn't they?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to town next week and get a statement from my Leicestershire Nationwide Bank and say, can I have a statement, please, from such and date, and I will send it off to them and highlight it.
What's the end game here? Is this going to be like Erin Brockovich?
Yeah.
Or the Pelican Brief?
I don't like to be, I know I'm quite quiet, but I don't like to be pushed about.
Are you? You don't strike me as quiet.
I don't like to be pushed about, do you know what I mean?
No, I don't blame you.
And if my nephew-in-law didn't put the app on for me, because I lost the password anyway, and I was just watching it, but my eyes gave me, and you just think, hang on a minute, I've got to eat.
Well, you got to take on the establishment when the establishment kind of taking the mick, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, it's mainly the water company that's a problem. But they said to me today the water bills have gone up by inflation.
Mm. Mm. Wages haven't they, have they?
No.
You remind me a bit of Martin Lewis. You know Martin Lewis, that very angry man that's worth, he's worth hundreds of millions of pounds and yet he's still livid.
Mm. That one on the telly, the money management one.
Yeah,
I love him. Everyone said I'm a spitting image of him. Mm.
You're a spitting image of him?
Yeah, because they say, I'm sure you got advice from him. I said, well, I do watch him.
Yeah.
Mm.
So what similarities are there between you and Martin Lewis then, apart from being angry about the water board?
I'm not angry, but I need...
You should be angry. They've ripped you off.
They ripped me off. No, I'm not angry, but I tend to plot plot in my mind and say when I go plot back.
Oh, do you have a list in your head?
Yeah.
We won't say what kind of list it is, but it's the list that rhymes with hit list, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit like Arya on Game of Thrones.
No, I didn't watch that, but you sort of get the drift.
Who else is on the list? Angela, who else is on the list?
A few people in a minute, but I can't say on air.
Well, don't tell us their names. Tell us what they've done.
Well, let me see now. I'll send you an email. If you got your email open tonight, and I'll send it, yeah.
I have, yeah. So, Jamie...
I'll send it to Talk Radio.
Send it to Talk Radio. I nearly gave you my email. Probably best not.
And you got the address underneath it as well.
I don't even know what the email address is on here. Can you not tweet it? That'd be private.
No.
All right, the people on this list then, are they... Yeah. Is it matters of business, like the water board, or is it matters of the heart?
No, a lot of people don't thought that they cared about you, but they don't.
Oh, yeah. The water board.
The water board. I mean, the big companies like that, I think they can get away with it.
Yeah.
Not with me, though.
No, that sounds a bit sinister.
But yeah, I do have a hit list in my mind. Yeah,
and I mean, it's a metaphorical. Let's just clarify for the listeners, just in case this ends up being used in court. It's a metaphorical hit list, though, isn't it? It's just for fun.
It's just for fun.
You've not got like a hold all by the front door or anything, have you?
No.
Okay.
They can't get in because it's.
I was talking about you getting out, to be honest, but.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying about me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, unless you see, but library is brilliant. We do a lot of groups there as well. Just like they say, what? Who have you upset? Meekness and no one. And they can see by my face that I'm not a happy woman when I walk through.
No, I mean, I can't see your face. I'm picturing it though.
Yeah.
It's like I would say Martin Lewis with a bob.
Mm-hmm. And when I'm doing my knitting, they know I get a bit stressed from my knitting.
Knitting relaxes you, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, when you're a bit annoyed, it
doesn't it? You go clacking, no. Tend to the clackers. It sounds like an AK, does it, when you're going a bit crackers?
Yeah, and they say when I'm upset, I go very quiet. I don't talk for a couple of hours, but that helps them as well.
It's scary.
Scary.
What are you knitting at the moment?
I'm knitting a cardigan for myself.
Oh, are you? What colour?
Kind of a purple, pinkish colour.
Is it a tight knit or a cable knit?
At the moment, it's a garter stitch. I can cable. Basic cable.
So what stitch? No, I'm out of my depth already here. Right.
A garter stitch is where you knit and then you do a double knit of every row. And you don't do a purl row, you just do knitting all way through.
So when you're reading the patterns, do you get lost? How do you keep in track to where you are? Because isn't the patterns just loaded one like binary code?
What it is when I was at home, my mum and dad, I used to do a dumpling 3 hours watching the soaps, and my dad used to say,
"Sorry, hold on a second, the line's a bit." But you had to glue a dumpling.
Jumper, but what you do, you mark
your
jumper.
Jumper.
You mark every row, and the patterns have got more. They've got more. What's the word? Complicated
fish.
As the years go by. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you need a degree.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess it's just stick to the simple stuff, isn't it?
No, I like a challenge.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm. Can you do a good beanie?
No, I haven't done one of them yet. I have done one, but. I'd made one mistake on it, but I will probably have to do another one.
I'd like a beanie.
Would you? I'll try one to do one for you if you like.
Could you?
What colour?
Yeah. What colour? Oh, well, I'm wearing an orange one tonight. I've got an orange one. What colour do you think would suit me?
I don't know. I have got you on my Instagram, so I do follow you.
Okay. You pick a colour. I don't care. I mean, I'm happy. I'll just if it's made with the love of Angela, I'll wear it with complete and utter fear and gratitude.
How about brown?
Not a bad plan at all. I mean, why don't you just send in your... I've got no idea what time we're supposed to go to for a break here. Did we just crack on, do we? Is it the same clock
as... Yeah,
it's
your break,
Angela, Angela, you ain't got... Hang on a sec. Hold on, wait there, Angela. Sam, is it just the same clock as normal? Is it? Is it quarter past, half past? 20,
no, half past.
No, there's no half past?
Just 20.
God,
40.
They squeeze every drop out of you on late nights, don't they?
Well, you can if you want.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. So we just have one at 22 and that's it?
Yeah, and then 40.
At 20 past 20 and 22. Oh, okay, yeah. Angela, we've got a minute and 45 seconds. Just crack on, love.
Okay, yeah. What we do at the Leicestershire Library in town, we do like culinary
books. Read books? Those kind of adult colouring books where everything's like really small.
Yeah.
Do you follow Mr. Doodle on Instagram?
No, I don't, but I should do, shouldn't I?
Oh, Angela. Angela, you'd want to knit something for Mr. Doodle. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit there and colour in and you do your knitting and people don't talk to you because you come in because you look furious. Do you leave feeling better than when you went in?
Yeah, I do actually, because I'm meeting my friends and that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So does the noise of the knitting and the colouring not get on the nerves of the readers?
No, because they join in. They come, because I know everyone in there anyway, so they come and chat to me and say hello.
Oh, okay. Who's your best mate then?
Yeah, my best mate's Wendy.
Wendy. How long have you known Wendy?
About a year and a half.
Okay.
And just down the road from me. We WhatsApp each other.
Oh, okay. Maybe ask her what colour beanie you could knit for me.
I'll ask her in a bit.
Thanks. Right, we are going to nip off for a break. We're going to come back. Angela, maybe speak to you in a bit. Is that all right?
Thanks for the chat.
No, bye, pleasure. Then. Anytime. What did she? Did she call in with a question? I can't remember.
No, she just wanted a chat, I think.
Just a chat. Yeah. Does Angela call in live? You see, I forget about all the regulars. I remember there's a really racist fellow. What was his name? Jonathan?
Mm.
Does racist Jonathan still phone up? Is he really? Was that just in my ear? Is he really? Right, he won't be phoning up then.
Mm.
He won't be phoning up. Is he really?
Mm.
Where's Caddick? Is Caddick still around?
Yeah.
Oh. Caddick on my first ever. I think it was my first ever talk radio shift, wasn't it? Was it that night that Caddick faked
Harry
an orgasm?
Harry met Sally thing. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant! I remember that.
Caddick faked an orgasm. If you're listening, Caddick, get yourself warmed up, babes. 0344-499-1000. Back in a bit.
Late night conversation, wealth, losing sleep over. Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I was going to play another song, Sam. I was going to play... It's late night. It's... What time is it? 25 past 10. It's what... If it was 25 past 10 in a Derby nightclub, right, this would be known as the erection selection, OK? That's just how it is. This is... And why not start with one of these? Yeah? So, do you remember Graham Torrington, Late Night Love? Maybe I just thought we'd bring a bit of that in. This one's going out for you, Angela.
For a while.
Or whatever your name is.
All we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes. We were alive.
What a song.
Deep inside we knew our love was true for a while.
I used to DJ in a Derby nightclub called St. James's Club. I used to play this all the time. I've seen many a next shirt unbuttoned to this song. Oh. If you were wearing jazz or Koros and this song came on, you were a veritable magnet. Go high now. Come on, Janine. Come on, Charlotte. Let's do this. Come on, all together. This is what talk radio is missing. Music. speaking of talk radio with music, Virgin Radio is not even in this building anymore.
No, they've left us.
I know. Well, Chris Evans started on Monday. Apparently, I texted my friend who, because I do shows on Virgin as well, occasionally, and so I texted my friend to say good luck because everyone was quite nervous because it was a big deal for Virgin when Chris Evans started on Monday. Now, the studio downstairs here, where we launched Virgin, what, three and a bit years ago? Nearly 4 years ago now, it must be. Is half the size of the Talk Radio studio. And Talk Radio, its studio itself, is very small. I texted him saying, how's it all going? He showed me a picture, and it was like One Direction were playing the O2. It was chaos. Absolute chaos. There were people who had come out of the woodwork to see Chris Evans's show that had not been there since the launch of Virgin 4 years ago. I'm telling you, I saw you. You know who you are. They're looking important. You'd not been there since that launch day. And there they were. There they were. Free breakfast as well. That was the big present.
Bacon from butties, I think.
Chris Evans bought the whole News UK building breakfast. Sadly, we're still 3 miles down the road with what can only be described as an extraordinarily mediocre canteen. I mean, we love Fabio, he's brilliant, but anyway, I digress. Danny, what's going on?
Well, sitting here, scrolling through Twitter, wondering, is it worth it? It's my 10-year anniversary in March.
10-year anniversary of what?
Of Twitter.
Of Twitter?
What a waste of 10 years that was.
Mate, my 10-year anniversary was ages ago. What? So, you, 2009?
March.
You're not enjoying it anymore?
No, it's just for the morons, really. They're all trying to make a point. I just laugh. I try and annoy them. Being an Arsenal fan, I like to go and wind up the Ozil fans by saying how terrible he is.
Football's such a baseline subject for... I mean, that's why... I mean, to be fair, I mean, we're all standing on the pillars of Talk Sport, but it's just built on... It's just easy to get people riled up about it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun. Anyway, that's not why I rang up.
Okay.
So is this your first time doing this slot on...
This was my... I did this slot... this was my first ever slot on Talk Radio. I did it while Ian was in the jungle last year. I did it for about 2 or 3 weeks, however long it was. And then I did the 1 till 4 slot in the afternoon. Very, very successfully. Extremely successfully.
It's brilliant.
But I decided to take a break from it. I'll come back when I feel like it, to be honest. I'm just enjoying just worrying about money. No,
I listen to your film podcast.
Oh, do you? Do you like that? Oh, Danny, thanks. I always forget to plug the film podcast. This is Talk Film we're talking about. So I'm allowed to plug it because it's part of the same family.
It is.
Thank you for that. Did you enjoy it? Because
pretty good. Well, my favourite is Kermode and Mayo, but you're funny, so yours is good as well. I've got this week's, I haven't listened to it yet. I listen to Acast. Pretty good. Yeah, I like it. You're funny. You make it. And the woman that does it with you, she's good as well.
Hannah's very good. Yeah, she is very good indeed. We didn't really know each other much before doing the podcast, but I liked her because we disagree fundamentally on most things.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like being at home, really. But what films have you seen lately that you're into, then? What's been floating your boat?
I saw... what was Don McQueen? Bohemian Rhapsody.
What did you think?
Well, my mate used to be in, was in Smile with Freddie for a while, and I asked, I WhatsApped him and said, have you seen the film? He said, no, I'm not going to either. I said, why not? He said, lots of Queen fans hate it.
Yeah.
But I know, I didn't even know that Freddie, his parents are Asian. I loved it. I thought it was really good. It's funny.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a massive film. It's hundreds of millions of pounds, and it's Rami Malek's to lose, really, for the Oscar. But I found a lot of it. I mean, if you listen to the podcast, you'll know it made me quite angry. It made me very angry.
Venom, you've seen that? I didn't want to watch it because I don't like comic book films, really. Well, I don't like comics, but I watched...
Sorry, which one are we talking about now?
Venom. It was
Venom.
Amazing.
Do you enjoy Venom, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. I mean, it's... Yeah.
You didn't like that, did you?
No, I didn't. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It's all subjective, isn't it? Mm. There's a lot of films I hated that have gone on to make... I hated Aquaman.
I'm not going to watch that. That's just nonsense.
Yeah, it's made like $1 billion now. It's a billion-dollar movie.
That's because people will go and watch anything. I watched Monster because the people kept raving about it. I mean, it's an old film, but...
Which one was Monster? Oh, was that Charlize Theron? No.
Yeah,
it was, wasn't it?
Story than her being a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all right. Anyway, the reason I rang, shall I get to it?
Yeah, please do.
Been a fan of Big Brother ever since the start.
Yeah.
In recent years, kind of gone off it because it's look at me, people. What's the future of it in the UK? Because in America, they're just starting, I think, Series 20. Mm. Is it going to have a future in the UK?
I don't know. I don't. Well, there's will it or should it?
Yeah, both. I think, should it? Possibly, if they do it properly. Will it? Can't really think much like Channel 5, I think the, figures-wise.
I think the problem is, and I don't know, it might be a bit too teletalk or something, but I think the problem is, Danny, fundamentally, is that what it needs to be, what it needs to do is completely reinvent itself.
Mm.
But the likelihood of it being reinvented enough is unlikely because it's such a risk to take, is the fact that, you know, someone could... Big Brother costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of people to, you know, like, I think...
All the production staff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it was like at the end, but when I was there, it was... I mean, there were 200, 250 people, you know, permanently working on the show. Because you've got the auditions. If you've not got the auditions, you've got the building. You know, it's a year-round thing. So, I don't know. It's, and to do that and to kind of start again and rip up the rule book and make it kind of exciting again or kind of try and rebrand it, it's a big risk. I think it probably will come back, though. I think my money is on Facebook or YouTube or Netflix doing it, though.
Yeah, well, it has to, because everything has now been... There's no new ideas for anything. Everything is just a reinvention of stuff we had in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, they brought back Magnum P.I. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, I saw one episode of that.
But I think, you know, I think they... You know Black Mirror, the Bandersnatch? Did you watch that? Have you tried that out?
I can't watch any of that Black Mirror stuff because it freaks me out.
Oh, okay, fine.
But it makes me sound a bit weird. It doesn't freak me out. It makes me think about things in a way that I don't want to think about it.
But that's the whole point of it, isn't it?
I know. Yes, I know. I mean, the bloke who writes it, he does a... What's his name?
Charlie Brooker.
Yeah, I'll prefer him when he sticks to the computer game stuff that he does. And he did that once a year review as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, Blammo was brilliant. I mean, but anyway, I digress, Danny. So they did the Bandersnatch thing. Did you see that, Heidi?
No.
So I know what it is.
So it was the Choose Your Own Ending one. Now...
27 endings.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Now, I think they have tested a Big Brother voting mechanism within Black Mirror Bandersnatch. That is what I think they've done. They have dipped their toe into the interactive waters there to see and to measure and to work out if people can fundamentally do it on their phones or do it on their tablets on their TVs. So I think that... If that has worked, which I think it has, that they're now going, okay, well, we could do live voting, for instance. We could do this, we could do that. It's kind of opened up a whole new thing, of which maybe Big Brother is part of that conversation. But, hey, I might be getting a bit Black Mirror about it, because if you're asking me if I know, I've got no idea. No, I don't really. I went there, they had like a bit of a farewell party for Big Brother at the end of the last series. I went there for a bit, and it was nice to see everybody, but I don't really kind of, I'm not really involved in the conversation.
Have you been watching True Detective Series 3?
Yeah!
Oh, how good is that?
Very good. So it's back on...
Rubbish.
It's back
one
on,
was
yeah,
brilliant.
Two was awful. Yeah, this one's hotting up to be a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But,
It's really well written and really well acted. And the three different time frames actually make sense, whereas the last one, it was just all over the place.
It doesn't, you know what, it does my note in though, Danny, is that, and it's so, because I work on a Westworld show for Sky as well, kind of like, I do Thronecast for Game of Thrones, and I do a Westworld one for Westworld, and the problem with timelines is that they're so subtle, that in the True Detective one, you have to just check on the length of Mahershala's hair, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. Whether he's got the high top phase or not.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that gives it away. If you don't pay attention to his haircut, you get lost and you get confused about what he's talking about.
There's something else maybe you'd better answer. When they, especially the BBC, when they do a recap of what's happened so far in the series, when they go, they show flashbacks of various part of what's already happened. Why don't they do that in chronological order? Because I go, well, that's episode one, that's episode six, that's episode four, that's back to episode one, when they do the 3-second clips of what's already happened.
I can answer that.
Go on, then. It's just driving me nuts.
It's hierarchical compared, relevant to the storyline that you're about to watch.
Oh.
So if they do it in, I don't know, think of an example.
Yeah.
Think of a show. I can't think of one.
Game of Thrones, start with that.
Do they do a recap on Game of Thrones, do they?
No, yeah. I don't think they do. But
I'm not sure they do. But no. For instance, if there's something that you need to know, if there's something, you know, maybe something happened in season one, episode two.
I get it.
that is going to be relevant to, you know, maybe two characters meet again, then you'll get that. Maybe then, but it's not as important as what happened in the last episode, the cliffhanger. So they kind of, it's like building a trailer for a movie again. Do you know what I mean?
I prefer it chronological, though.
Well, I'll pass it on.
And I like your stuff that you do on the Thronecast one as well.
Thanks, mate.
What's it called?
Thronecast.
Oh, it is Thronecast.
Yeah. It's coming back.
Yeah.
One last time.
Yeah, but then they've got three spin-off series planned, haven't they?
How much can I say? They're doing one, for sure. Which I think they are about to start filming kind of any day soon. I'm going to Belfast in a week's time.
Yeah, what's that for? I mean, what are they, which one is it going to be? What timeline?
I can tell you that because that's been in the press. So the prequel that they're about to start filming is the one that Jane Goldman is the showrunner for, Jonathan Ross's wife, who is a famous writer now. She did Kingsman, she's done loads of stuff. And Kick-Ass. Did she do Kick-Ass? I can't remember, maybe not. Anyway, so she's the showrunner for this one, and it is set 10,000 years before Game of Thrones. So before kind of like Jon Snow and that. Huh?
So a clean slate with everything.
Yeah, well, it's not kinda. It depends. I mean, this is gonna. If anyone's listening that's not watched Game of Thrones, well, yeah, tough really. But so it's about the Children of the Forest.
Oh, right, yeah.
So it's going to be based on the Children of the Forest, and from what I can gather or from what I've gleaned, it's about how the White Walkers and the Night King were created.
Because they created them, didn't they?
And the wall was built. Well, I think they've kind of teased bits of it in last season of Game of Thrones, but I think it's going to examine all of that, really. Hmm. And Naomi Watts stars in it.
Oh, yeah. She's English, isn't she?
She's Australian, I think.
Oh.
You know Naomi Watts is. She was in King Kong. You know,
I've not seen that. Yeah. Some films I've not. Actually, was that the last King Kong one where they're on the island?
No, because that was Skull Island. That was good, actually. No, yeah, Naomi Watts has been in loads of things. Was she in... Oh, my God. What else was Naomi Watts? She was in that one with Sean Penn that was brilliant. I can't remember.
Just Googling it now.
Hayley, come on.
Google!
Hayley's the Rachel Riley of the
film with Sean Penn?
Yeah, she was in a really good film with Sean Penn. I can't remember what it was now.
I'm terrible with faces, and especially in names and accents, because they all do each other's accents and keep track of what they are.
That's what acting, isn't it?
Anything new you're watching? I'm watching Counterpart.
No, what's that?
It's a really good idea. It's set in now, but I don't want to give the gist of the main part of it away.
If you were doing the voiceover to the trailer, how would it go?
there's two of everything, and they explain why. But at one point where everything's split into two with a parallel universe, technology went in two different directions.
This is the most confusing trailer I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I can't do the deep, dark voice, can
I? Yeah, of course you can. Everyone can do the trailer voice.
No, I sound terrible. But, yeah, it's worth watching. It's got... Remember Did you watch Oz, the old, real old prison series?
Yeah.
You know, Bielik. I think it was the leader of the Nazi people.
Him. Okay.
He's in it. And the gist of it is there's two of everybody. They're called your other.
What, like mirror images, like doppelgangers?
Yeah, well, the universe doubles for some reason, but they don't explain why or how in the beginning. But
so it's like the reverse of The Leftovers. Did you watch The Leftovers?
I think I got a bit bored with it.
Where they
cancelled it after one series.
Well, three series it did. It was basically Thanos, really. It was exactly the same principle as Thanos. Where all of a sudden, I think something like 5% of the population just kind of disappeared.
The English bloke.
Justin Theroux, wasn't it? With your man who played Doctor Who. What was his name? Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah, I gave up because Eccleston played a priest in it, didn't he?
Yes.
I gave up after the beginning of series three when they went to the.
No spoilers! Don't spoil it for anyone that's not watched it. But yeah, But you should stick it out. It's a good ending.
It all went a little bit silly. There was ghosts and things, and I thought, oh, no, don't do that.
We just bought it, but that's fine. Listen, Danny, we're going to shoot off for a quick break.
You've been wonderful.
I've not even done an hour yet, mate. I've still got two hours, 20 minutes to go. Maybe call me later about 12:30 when I'm flagging. That'd be helpful.
All right, then. Cheers.
Perfect. Cheers, Danny. Goodness, I loved that TV chat.
Yes.
Right, it's Talk Radio. Back in a tick. I'm Jamie East.
Uncut after hours conversation for the up all night generation. Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
To Danny, I call it. That's from the writers of the season 3, The Leftovers. Welcome back to Talk Radio. I'm Jamie East, in for Ian Lee. I'm pretending. Hayley, you're pretend Kath.
I'm pretending Kath.
And that songbird, Fleetwood Mac. What did you asked for Fleetwood Mac, didn't
I did. I like Fleetwood Mac.
If you call in, you get to choose the next song that we open with. That's the easiest thing to do. So 0344 499 1000. Text the word talk in your message to 87222. Text to 25p. Oh, forget that. I only have to say that once an hour. Or tweet at Talk Radio. Joe's tweeted in. We need someone to do a TV version of a film review show. Maybe a weekend thing. Well, I've been doing Sunday 1 till 4, where I do an hour of TV.
I was just going to say, I think we have that, don't we?
Joe, babes, where you been all my life? Sunday 1 till 4. That's my new home on Tour Radio. So try it out. We do an hour of TV, hour of film, hour of music. And we do a quiz as well. If you're good at quizzes, yeah, please call in, actually. It's quite tough to find people to do a quiz on a Sunday afternoon. 0344 499 1000. Where are all the regulars? Ken's not called up to convert me. I can't remember if I upset Ken last time I was here, though. I think I probably did. But Ian's incredibly rude to Ken. How come he gets away with it? Come on, Ken, give us a call. I'm ready. I'm feeling quite fragile. I'm feeling quite vulnerable. Maybe tonight's the night. Maybe tonight's the night that I find God. I don't know. Just give me a try.
I think Christo had a go with him last night, didn't he?
What?
Christo was on last night.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I think he had a go with Ken. Sam would have...
How did it go? How did it go, Sam?
Ken got destroyed.
Who did?
Ken.
Because it was basically they were chatting because obviously Ken found out that Christo is gay, and then...
Wait, what?
I know.
How can you not know Christo is gay?
Oh, there we go. I can hear you now.
How can you not know Christo is gay, for goodness sake?
I don't know. I don't think he listens to his early breakfast show is probably why.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so... Christo was brilliant.
Did Ken get very cross about that? I can't remember if Ken's homophobic because of his religion or not.
Yes, because Ken was saying that at one point in the Bible it says, don't sleep with the other man, yada, yada, yada. And Christo just threw back Bible verse in his face saying that, well, if you follow the Bible, you're not allowed to eat shellfish and wear clothes with multiple fabrics. And yeah.
I did both of those last Friday night.
You're a sinner.
Oh, on a Friday night as well.
Yeah. The shellfish and the fabric.
Not the sodomy. Yeah.
Well, I can't remember. What, last Friday? No, not last Friday.
No, that was Saturday.
Not last Friday, yeah. No. I mean, it was a very long weekend, though. I mean, anything could have happened. I can't really remember. I'm lying, of course. I've not drank for, 18 months? No. Oh. I can't remember now. Long time.
Did you start off just doing a dry month, and then it just
went on? Do you know what it coincided with? I think it started off with doing Talk Radio. Yeah. I did Dry October. I did, what is it, Sober October.
Yeah.
And then I've just kept going. But it was because I started doing some shifts on this that I thought I can't... I think I might have done one shift on this where I was really hungover.
Oh.
And it was absolutely tragic. It was not award-winning. The Arias were not knocking at my door, ringing a bell. There was no postcode lottery that day.
Oh. Do you feel better for it?
Yeah, you do. Well, the thing is, it just becomes normal. So, you know what I mean? It's like giving up smoking. It's like I smoked for years and years and years. And the greatest analogy that really kind of hit home about smoking was when someone described smoking as wearing shoes that are too small for you just for the pleasure of taking them off. That's a great analogy.
That's interesting. I've not heard that one before.
It's a great analogy, isn't
it? Yeah.
So it's the same. And drinking's not really like that, but... It's the same as anything. Once you've given up, and this is now your normality, so you can't, you know, life just becomes normal.
Have you gone over that hump of when you're out with friends, they're like, oh, go on, just have one? But you're like, yeah, no, I don't do
no,
that.
No, well, no, I think, yeah, yeah, because people don't really do that. People don't really do that. Mm. If someone's given up drinking for good, there's usually a reason for it. So they don't really try and persuade you otherwise. Unless they're George, my mate George. Your mate George. Yeah, my mate George is the devil on the shoulder, but that's a different story for a different time. Julie, how are you doing?
Hi. Sorry. I was just...
Don't apologise. Don't open up. Julie, don't open up with an apology. You've got to come in strong. Julie, how are you doing?
I'm doing cool, thank you. I was just laughing. I've just picked up the thread there about last night's show with Christo.
Yeah.
So funny, really made me laugh. Touché, back of the net with the saved sinner, Ken. It was funny.
Was it good?
Well, he tied him up in the big boat and left him there. It was so funny. Oh,
maybe that's why Ken's not phoning in now, then. Did he scare him off, did he?
Oh, well, he went silent for a bit, Ken. He didn't have anything to do after Christo tied him in a reef knot type of thing. But, last night, Christo was saying about, calling about anything, maybe things, little annoyances and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
Well, I've got one. I mean, I love this show, but it took me about 2 hours to actually get the number written down.
Oh, so, do we say it too quickly?
Oh, yeah. About four times. I was going, oh, my God. And it was a bit, it took me back to, being a teenager, trying to get the words of a song on a radio, on a record player.
Yeah, well, the lyrics.
Going backwards, yeah.
I can still remember the phone number for going live. 01818055.
Oh, wow. I called that out once when I was a kid and I won a little, what was a little toy? I did a little...
Gordon the Gopher.
Yes, I won one and I've still got it. Because I went on with, like, Sarah Green.
Oh, yeah.
And my mum, I think, has still got the VHS of it. Like, Hayley in, you know, wherever when I was,
you
like, six or something.
You wasn't either phoned up for Five Star, was it?
No.
No. Do you often phone... Do you phone in places lots of times, Julie? Is this the only radio station that tickles your fancy, or do you kind of...
Only if there's a thread that I fancy having a chat about.
Yeah.
The latest one was just... Oscar nomination for the Jamie Bulger movie.
Oh, it's made people a bit cross, hasn't it?
Oh, well, it saddened me, really, because...
You sound like you're from nearby, up there.
I am, yeah. I was from the next borough, and at that time I had two little children, and it rocked every parent's world.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a parent who didn't sob at that story. And I just felt for the mum, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I must confess, I have to say, Judy, and this is a bit embarrassing as a film critic, I've not seen the film in question. I don't even know if it... Has it come out yet? Over here?
Well, I think it's sort of private viewings for...
Well, yeah, but I get all those private viewings. I don't think I've got it. What is it called?
It's called...
I'm looking for it now.
Detained or... Yes,
Detainment is called. Written and directed by someone called Vincent Lamb.
I see.
So I'm looking at... It's a reconstruction of the police interrogation of Thompson and John Venable. So it's a bit like the one that... Do you remember they did one with Fred and Rosemary West?
Yeah, is but it, this one, you know, I thought it was going to be something like getting into the actual reason that those two boys got to that stage in their life, you know, what has happened to them and everything. But
yeah.
I don't believe it covers that. I think it's just old news, the old stuff that was out in the first place. I don't think there's anything... everything's on the internet and documented for anybody who wants to go back and go through that.
Yeah.
So I just felt really sorry for the mum because she's eternally sad, obviously, isn't she?
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because I'm looking at some of the quotes the director made. He said it was not made for financial gain, which is a bit weird. Of course it was. And said he defended it, saying it's in no way sympathetic to the killers, doesn't attempt to make excuses for them, but then apologised to, is it Denise? What's the lady's name? The mother's name?
It's
Denise, isn't it? And apologised to her for not making contact beforehand. Now, you'd think you would try and make contact, but you know what? I don't know enough about the story. I've not seen it. I have to try and see it. I don't think... I'll tell you what, bear with me, Julie. Let's find out. Let me go onto my secret little film website and find out when it's... when
I just like to think that they achieve something in the way to help other people to find out what happened in the beginning, how those kids lived their lives, what was a family like, and how did they, what kind of place did they grow up in, what situation and stuff. But I don't think it covers that. I don't think it does that.
Yeah. I don't even think it's coming out here anytime soon. I can't see it in the listings. And this thing that I look at has every film listed. I don't think it's coming out over here, unless it came out last month.
I just thought it was very saddening, and I think the mum, oh blimey, God help her, this is all dragged up and dragged out again.
Yeah.
And of course, you know what I do worry about. Glorification for these guys. They're still, one of them's still in prison. Don't know what the other kid. Well, it's not the men now, aren't they?
When is the cut-off point, though? Because we happily watch documentaries and films and whatnot, and there's the kind of morbid fascination around things like Peter Sutcliffe, around Fred and Rosemary West, around kind of over in the States where there's Dennis Nielsen, all of those. When is it not too soon in your mind then?
Well, I reckon it's not about being too soon. It's about the content. What are they achieving? I mean,
are they kind of reenacting exactly what happened, or have they kind of fictionalised it?
No, they're not fiction. They are reenacting exactly what happened. Transcripts from the court case.
Now you see, okay. So in that instance, is there not part of you that finds that interesting though?
No, not for me. No, because it was a very, very terrible time.
No, look, I'm not disputing the crimes. The crime was absolutely disgusting, and it was horrible, and it's very upsetting to even read about. But
did you ask why the kids did that? What made them get to that point to do that?
But we're never going to know that. Oh, but maybe. But isn't that the point of this film then? Is to maybe allow us to ask ourselves those questions and see if we can work it out? Because I don't think anyone's going. They're not going to tell anybody, are they? I mean, I can't remember. I've not really read into much about it. I don't know. Did they blame their upbringing? Did they blame teachers? I don't know. I don't really know.
I reckon the point of the film is sensationalism for this.
Well, you see, now I'd agree with you if it were fictionalised. If it were fictionalised and they'd kind of played with the facts or tried to kind of like over dramatize it or make it kind of stylish or Hollywood, then I would agree with you. But if it is just a plain reenaction of the transcripts of the police interviews, then isn't that a little bit fascinating?
Not for me.
Okay.
I might be odd or weird or whatever.
No. I mean, I think the problem is that it still touches the hearts of a lot of people, and it's still very upsetting to read about because it was, you know, we all remember the photograph, you know, the CCTV, and it feels like it's still of the modern era, where I guess things like your Peter Sutcliffe or your Dennis Nielsen or all those kind of things weren't.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm thinking about something comes to mind, and it's a bit chilling, to be honest. But you know the child actors that's in it. Do they have to have psychiatrists and all that business hanging about?
Do they what, sorry?
Okay. You know the child actors who were in this new film?
I've not seen it. So what do they do? Do they reenact? Do they show reenactions of the actual event, do they?
Yeah, they got kids in it, child actors talking, you know. So I believe, this is what I've read and heard on the radio. But I'm wondering about those kids. Do they have to have psychiatrists and the therapist and all that business about?
I think it's an interesting question because I think there's a lot of films whereby children are called upon to play really difficult roles or reenact horrible scenes, you know, of death, of divorce, of, you know, all those kinds. You think about that kid in Kramer versus Kramer. Do you know what I mean? Like
the kid in the ghosty one, the horror movie.
I'll tell you what, Julie, stay on the line. We'll come back in a minute. Is that all right?
Yeah, smashing, yeah.
You wait there. Back in a tick.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Do you know why we want to talk to you, John?
About that boy.
Yes?
Because someone took him and killed him.
Robert, you've seen the pictures on TV showing James and the two boys who took him, haven't you?
It isn't me, because I didn't take him.
I know the truth. I believe I know the truth.
So do I. I was there.
That's right.
You went.
You see, Robert says that he was with you, and that you were indeed in Bootle New Strand together.
We wasn't.
Robert says you were.
Yeah, we was, but we never saw any kids then. We never loved any kids.
So you were in Bootle New Strand.
Was you in Bootle Strand? Yeah, but we never got a kid, but we never got a kid.
Yeah. Welcome back to Talk Radio. It's Jamie Easter. That was the trailer for Detainment, which was the film that we were talking about with Julie. Julie is still here. Julie, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm here.
So that was the trailer for it. It's only a short film, isn't it? Is it only about 10 minutes long or something? Has it got an Oscar nomination?
Isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a short film, so that's probably why I haven't been sent it. But, yeah, I see what you mean about the kid actors. I mean, they look as though they're putting a good turn in.
Yeah, they're not actual scousers, those little kids.
You can't. They're just acting. We're allowed to put accents on, aren't we?
I can tell by the accents, it's not the actual two children who perpetrated the crime. These are child actors from somewhere else, because the accents are quite phony. But that's my thing. If this is my kid acting.
Yeah.
It might be the women now, the grown up boys. Mums and dads probably have to think for long and hard about signing a consent form to having their kids doing that.
Yeah.
Because that must be traumatic for the kids.
I know what you mean. I don't know how much. I mean, I'm trying to think of examples. Like, you remember when, Steven Spielberg? I mean, it's not quite, obviously, not a very different subject matter. Well, what is it? You know, because he did Schindler's List and all that kind of stuff. But I remember reading an interview with him where they basically do everything. It's all smoke and mirrors. You've got to remember that, Julie, is that they've not... If you could turn... Can you turn your radio down just a tick? Just a tiny smidge for us, Julie. It's all smoke and mirrors. They're not, those actors there may not even have really understood the full story about what went on. The same way as you know, directors tease performances out of actors. That's what makes them good at their job. So they wouldn't have told them much about that. I don't think they wouldn't have gone into the ins and the outs, or they'll have made, you know, they've got a duty of care to do right by them.
This is what I'm thinking. See, these children, that those two kids on the trailer there, so believable.
Yeah.
So do they, how much are they told? And do they have to have therapists and psychiatrists and stuff around to make sure that they are all right, their well-being?
Well, look, yeah. I don't know. They will do, because, you know, the kids can't even act for longer than, I think, 4 hours at a stretch before having to do tuition. It's all very tightly. I mean, if anyone's listening that knows, or if there's any child actors, give us a call, 0344-499-1000. I'll do that slow. 0344-499-1000. And because I think they get looked after.
They get licences. I used to do a bit of stuff when I was a kid. And
oh, did you?
Yeah,
what did you do?
Just loads of random stuff. The Bill, EastEnders.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to stage school. I'm one of those annoying brats. Yeah.
That worked out well.
Yeah. You get, like, I think it's like 20 hours a month or something you can work. You get, like, a licence from your local council. And the agency or whoever you're with, the school, will tot up how many hours you've done.
Oh, okay.
And make sure you don't go over, which is why, like, if you're in a West End show, often the kids won't be in the finale because...
10 Matildas.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, because you can only do so many hours. I remember one show I was in, you couldn't be in the finale because that would take you over your hourly limit for the day, which gutting. Was a bit weird as well, really. Yeah.
I mean, we'll find out. I'll tell you what, Julie, we'll put a call out and we'll find out. But it's been lovely talking to you.
Oh, you too. Thanks very much.
All right, mate, give us a call later if you're still up. Thanks, Julie. I've been waiting for this call.
Was it Caddick?
It's Caddick.
Yeah.
Caddick.
Oh, hi, Jamie. Hi, Kath.
It's not Kath. It's Hayley.
Sorry, Hayley.
It's all right. You're not listening, are you, Alan?
When's the governor and Kath tonight?
I don't know, actually. Not sure. Don't know.
Because he wasn't here last night. He had some other guy on last night. Not as good as you.
Oh, Caddick, you charmer, you. I've missed you, fella.
Yeah, I mean, how many hits have Harry Met Sally had?
What?
You know when Harry Met Sally say?
Ah, yes.
He broke the internet.
It did break the internet. I mean, you're almost as famous as Kim Kardashian's backside.
Oh, no. And it was used as evidence against me in the trial.
Hmm?
Oh, there was a trial that Ian did with Caddick.
Oh, of course there was. Yeah. Did it come up in... Oh, right. So, I was... I remember...
It was used as evidence against me.
Against you?
Yes.
Against you?
Yes.
Bloody madman. Against you? Why? Yeah. Well, actually, you're still here, so presumably you were fine.
No, not guilty.
Well, there you go, mate. And why was that used evidence against you? That was one of the finest pieces of radio I have ever done in my life.
I'm sure the actual quote was, reading a relief presenter for gross indecency.
Indecency?
Gross
wow.
Indecency.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, you were faking an orgasm.
Well, had I done the Billy Crystal bit, it would have been all right.
No, yeah, but I did the Billy Crystal bit because if I'd have done the organ, I'd have never worked again, mate. That's career ending for me. I can't be doing that.
Well, can we do another scene?
Is there any other scene from from When Harry Met Sally, or just any other film?
Any other film?
All right, I'm up for that. But we'll have to get some of the listeners to pick a scene. So if you're listening, yeah. tweet at Talk Radio if you want a reenaction. Well, we're not going to reenact. Okay, let's just clarify. Let's set some ground rules, though, Caddick.
We're not doing them with Harry Met Sally.
Neither of us can achieve an orgasm during the piece. Okay.
Right.
I think that's number one rule.
Definitely.
Number two, no kissing on the mouth.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Okay.
What about mouth but no tongues?
No.
So that's how it starts, Hayley.
That's how they. That is how it starts. So maybe get some people to tweet in and let us know what film scene. Because I don't know what film scene we could do.
Well,
what films have you seen lately?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
What scene can we do out of Bohemian?
Number two Oscars.
What scene can we do out of that? There, I mean, there's not really. I mean, I suppose you could be Freddie Mercury. Hey.
Well, that scene in
the
manager's office.
I know. I've got the scene, Caddick. Oh. If we get this, could be it. You know the famous Freddie Mercury scene at Wembley.
What Live Aid?
Hey,
that
could be you.
Yeah.
That could be you. So maybe okay. That, I mean, that's an option. That's an option.
Yeah.
We'll wrap that up, set it aside, put it in a doggy bag. Maybe we'll take that one home with us. Okay.
Okay.
But there may be some other ones that other people can think about. Okay?
What about like Pulp Fiction or something?
Pulp Fiction. Did we do? I think we might have done.
Right, a tasty burger.
The Kahuna Burger. Was it the Kahuna? No, it was a Kahuna Shake, wasn't it? Or are you talking about the Royale with cheese? The Royale with cheese.
Yeah.
I think I'm not quite sure it went like that, but yeah. That, I mean, were you Samuel L. Jackson then?
Yeah, I can do Samuel L. Jackson bit.
Yeah. The problem is, though, you need to edit that too much. There's a lot of F-bombs in that. I interviewed Samuel L. Jackson the other day. I'm interviewing him again next week. He was lovely. 70 years old, that man is. 70 years old. 70. He looked amazing. What have you been up to? I've not spoken to you for, I don't know, goodness me, a long time. Must be nearly a year since we last spoke. What have you been up to?
Well, I've just been watching Bullseye.
Bullseye?
Yeah.
But you've been playing... What?
been watching Bullseye on Challenge.
You must have seen them all now by now.
I think we've got one guy from 1987 at the moment.
Wow. I mean, they were the glory days, weren't they?
Yeah. We've just eliminated one couple. About to do pound for pint.
What? Say again. Pound for pint?
Pound for pint.
Pound for pint.
Yeah.
What about... what were the prizes? What was the prize? Was it a caravan or a speedboat?
Well, it's only just started.
Okay.
We've got the Bendy Bully and Madonna for the first player eliminated.
Okay.
And Jimbo's looking as good as ever.
What was that programme we got you to review for us whilst it was on air? Can you remember?
I think it was Bullseye.
No, it was Naked Attraction, wasn't it?
Oh.
Naked Attraction.
It was Naked Attraction, wasn't it?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Is that on tonight? What's on? We've had a few suggestions. Roger's tweeted in saying we could do the scene with Vader telling Luke Skywalker he's his father. Hashtag spoiler. Or what about John Cullen has suggested doing the last scene from Blade Runner. It's too bad she won't live. Or maybe, what about, you could be Roy Batty and do the old, these are tears in the rain. What was it? I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Do you remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
I'd say Blade Runner's hugely overrated, to be fair.
I think we'll stick with Empire Strikes Back.
All right, well, we'll put that alongside... What was the other one that we came with, the first one? What was the first one?
I thought Pulp Fiction. That's
What was the one in the doggy bag? Well, I can't remember what we put aside.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
So maybe we'll do... Can you do a Darth Vader sound? Because that's quite important. Are you all right there?
The power of the dark side.
I thought you'd blown off for a minute there, Caddy. That was quite... That was, I think, a bit more whispery.
Yeah. You don't know the power of the dark side.
That was pretty good, actually. That was pretty good. You're an exact hybrid between James Earl Jones and the Green Cross Code Man.
David Prowse.
Yeah. It was like Darth Vader with a Bristolian accent. I'm your father. Sally has said, what about the taxi scene from Breakfast at Tiffany's? She loves that. I suspect we'd spoil it, though.
Oh, and you know, Sally, she was my defence lawyer.
What?
Sally was my defence lawyer.
Sally was your defence lawyer. Oh, was it Sally? Oh, okay. God, see, you remember at the beginning of the show I was saying we're not doing one of those high concept shows. How complicated must that have been to put together?
Yeah.
It's given me a headache, and I'm talking about it a year later. Was it nerve-wracking for you?
Well, all I had to do was stand in the dock and listen to the evidence.
You must see your life flash before your eyes.
Oh, no. It's mainly what we find on YouTube.
Did you feel loved?
Well, considering someone said India as part of a verdict.
Huh?
Somebody just shouted India.
Someone just shouted India? Oh, is that Sam joining? Sam, Phil is in here. Hold on a sec. Sam's coming.
It's just a running gag of when people phone in. Like, there was what was it? It was like an Australian radio station, and then basically everyone would phone in trying to answer a question, but all they'd say is India.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard the clips. It's very good, actually. Very good. Well, maybe we do that scene from Breakfast at Tiffany's. And how's your relationship with Ian now? Is it all okay? Is it calmed down now? Is everything fine?
We had a bit of a minor scare.
Oh, okay.
He told me off for not listening.
Did he?
He's got a point, though, isn't he, Alan?
Well, I'm listening to the Amazon Fire Stick at the moment.
You what?
I'm listening to the Amazon Fire Stick.
Listening through the Amazon Fire Stick?
Yeah.
But are you listening to talk radio or are you listening to something else?
Talk radio?
Right.
That's to prove it.
You're listening to Bullseye, aren't you? He's not listening to this, is he? He's not listening, is he?
It's on delay.
What's on delay?
The feed from Talk Radio.
Ah, okay. Okay. Who's winning a Bullseye?
Hang on. Let me just put on Twitter. So, let me load up a question. Oh, that's all fun. Put the hot challenge. Come on, Twitch.
It's like he's talking through a bucket of wine.
Oh, I want a lap break.
Oh, we've got, especially, and we've got to go for our own as well.
That's well timed.
It is well timed.
It'll be a charity throw.
What?
When they're finished on Moonlight, it'll be a charity throw.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, fine. Caddy, I'll speak to you in a sec. Hold on. It's like wading through glue, isn't it? It's like...
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
So, Caddy, we've had a few more suggestions.
20?
20? No.
About
20. What?
And 2,100!
Still watching Bullseye, isn't he?
240!
Is he taking the mic?
180, isn't it?
Oh!
I'm watching Bullseye.
Is it good?
Eric Bristow was on, the late Eric Bristow.
Oh, I keep forgetting he died.
He scored 240.
What, with three darts? It's cheating.
No, nine.
Oh, nine. Okay, fine.
Because it was a charity throw.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, these film suggestions.
Yeah, so you can choose from the taxi scene from Breakfast at Tiffany's. We can do the Darth Vader one. We could do,
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody, that's true.
I like that one.
Hold on a second. Let me find out. There's some more that people put that I'd not heard of, actually. Linda Blair from The Exorcist. Maybe not. No, let's not do that one.
No, too scary.
Too sweary. Release Roderick film scene from The Life of Brian. That's from Stevie. What was the Release Roderick scene? I can't remember that.
I've never seen Life of Brian.
Someone else says Mr. Incredible and Frozone talking in the car in The Incredibles.
Mr. Incredible? That's very specific. Who chose that?
Somebody called The Doctor on Twitter. That's obviously not his name.
The actual Doctor?
Well, it could be his name, but TARDIS.
Well, that's what I was thinking, Caddick. Which Doctor would it be, though, in your mind? When you close your eyes, which is the Doctor Who that you first see?
Sylvester McCoy.
What? Really?
Number 7. Because he was a Doctor when I was growing up.
Well, this is it. Yeah, you automatically go back to the one that you grew up with, don't you? There's a theory. I wheel out this fact quite often, actually. It's a theory that the music you enjoyed when you were 13 is the music that sticks with you for the rest of your life.
That's so true. Isn't it?
Yeah. What was your favourite song when you were 13, Caddick?
Mr. Blobby.
It would be, wouldn't it?
No.
That was Christmas number one.
It wasn't your favourite song, though, when you were 13, was it?
Yeah, it was either that or Take That.
Well, look, let's go with Take That, because at least that's a decent tune. Which Take That
which
song
one?
Was it?
Could it be Magic?
There it is. Back with Now We're Talking. It's Barry Manilow, mate. Barry Manilow. Have you ever heard the
no,
Barry Manilow?
No, I covered it.
Yeah, well, yes, I know that. I know that. Have you heard the Barry Manilow version?
Yeah, I have.
It's fantastic.
It's a bit slow.
Well, that's it. Well, he did invent the song. He wrote the song. That's how it's meant to be. It was Robbie Williams that decided to speed it up and Nigel Martin Smith.
Well, Robbie had a good vocal, but none of it beats Gary. But also Gary in concert.
What, on his own?
Yeah, in 2000.
Good Lord, were you the only one there?
No. He sold up the old Genting Arena when it was known as the NEC Arena.
What, up in Brum?
Yeah.
What, so he did a solo concert in when? 2000 and what?
2000.
My God, Caddick, that must have been grim.
But it was my first ever gig as well.
Oh, mate, now I feel bad. What, so hang on a sec, I'm going through his Spotify. So let's, back in 2000, was it off the album 12 Months, 11 Days?
Yes.
I'm looking through, I don't remember any of these songs. What was the single?
Open Road.
Oh, no. Oh, that's from 1997. He had an album out after that called 12 Months, 11 Days, and it's got a song called Fast Car on it. Did he do a cover version of Tracy Chapman?
I think he did, yeah.
Well, this is it. Let's have a listen. life. This is appalling already. This can't be the same person. It can't be Tracy Chapman one, can it? Even he wouldn't have done that. Do you remember this one, Caddick?
Vaguely.
This is not the Tracy Chapman version. This is not the Tracy Chapman version. Fancy calling... Fancy having the balls to call your song Fast Car and it not be a cover of Fast Car.
No, the Tracy Chapman one... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, I know. I love that. Baby got a fast car. Do you like that one?
Yeah.
Can you sing it?
Baby got a fast car.
It'll wait you to. Goes round again, okay? One more time. Okay, it's coming up now, Caddick. It's coming up. One, two, three.
You get a fast car.
I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better.
You really brought out the heart of the song. What?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, mate. What was the show like? So Gary Barlow in the year 2000 on his own.
Yeah.
It wasn't with Tate that, was it? Because these were dark days for Gary Barlow. What was the show like?
It was pretty. It was okay. Not Tate that okay, but fairly okay.
But it was your first gig, though, right? So you must have been pretty excited.
Yes, because I was going out with a girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
And she was going by La Mer, she got the tickets.
Oh. Was it a date night?
Well, like I say, the college romance.
Oh, mate. And did you have your song? What was your song with her? Did you have a song together?
Well, it was Westlife.
Oh. Which one?
Flying Without Wings.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Really?
Yeah, that was our first non-dance music.
Oh.
Hang on, I've just had an idea for a topic.
Oh, okay, brilliant. Thank God for that. What is it?
What was your first snog music?
First snog? So we're talking kissing, then, not losing your virginity song, just a snog song, yeah?
Yeah.
Goodness me, I can't remember.
Mine would have been at a school disco or something. I'm trying to think. It's too long ago.
I can't remember. So yours was Flying Without Wings. That's a good. That is a good topic, though, Caddick. That is a good topic.
If I suggested it to him, he would cut me off.
What?
If I suggested that to Ian and Kath, they would cut me off.
Well, yeah, but you know, each their own. I'm very lazy though, Caddick. So any content suggestions are always welcome. You know. Ian's a far more intelligent broadcaster than I am. He's got a game plan that is difficult to fathom. So he knows where he's going, and Kath knows how to steer him there. Whereas I'm very much a passive bystander. And I also only knew I was doing this show at 8 p.m. today.
Oh, nice.
So I didn't plan it
We could have asked Tommy, but Tommy wasn't available. Everybody's
looking for that song. Kiss me, fool. Is it raining? I haven't noticed. What was the lady's name?
Yeah, Catherine.
Catherine. And was it? Did you last long? Was it a fleeting romance?
It was over 3 years.
3 years? Wow.
But we lost touch when we left college.
Oh, man, why? It just petered out?
Yeah, she lived in Exeter last I heard.
Oh, man, well, you know what? Well, this is on the internet. This is a worldwide radio station. Millions of listeners. If Catherine was listening now, what would you say to her?
Please get in touch. Miss Chattanooga. Be great to catch up.
Caddy, that's beautiful. I mean, I've got to say, that's far better than you singing Fast Car. Listen, we'll go. Maybe we'll speak to you in a bit, okay? We'll get a film scene sorted and we'll come back to you later on. Yeah?
Okay.
Goodbye. Was he all right? Was he a bit sad? Did I make him a bit sad thinking about Catherine? He was all right, wasn't he? Yes. Julie's here. Julie, how you doing? Julie.
Hello? I'm fine. Why are you whispering?
I don't know, actually. I was a bit worried. I thought I'd upset Caddick then, but he's all right.
Atmosphere.
It was just because it's all about the highs and the lows, isn't it? So, you know, Caddick's shouting darts at us. I thought we'd take it down a notch and just have a little bit of a gentle chat.
No, the mind boggles a little bit with that bullseye business. But why I rang again, I wouldn't normally do that, but I've just remembered something. You actually promised that the next caller could choose a song. You were talking about music on talk radio.
I did.
And I've got one, and it's lovely. It's really, really nice.
Okay.
So the band is called Fleet Foxes.
Cool. Wait, what? What's it called?
Fleet Foxes.
Oh, Fleet Foxes. Yeah. No, Fleet Foxes. Yeah. And is it? Are you going to say the winter, the White Winter Hymnal?
No.
Oh.
The track is
deep
called
cut.
English House? And it's lovely.
Okay, hold on a second, let's have a look for that. This is what I like, a bit of recommendations. Hold on a second. First
and there's another one, Isbells. Do you know them?
Who?
Isbells.
Eve's Bells?
Isbells. Isbells. That's the band.
Just a little bit slower.
So, yeah, you're saying out the phone number a bit too fast, Julie. What was it? IS?
I know, I'm awful sorry about that. yeah, touche.
IS?
The band is called Isbell, and it's spelled I-S-E-E-L-L-S.
What?
I still haven't got it.
I got Islel.
I've got icicles.
What? IS?
B for Bumblebee.
ISB. Oh. Yeah, I didn't even get that the first time. ISB, yeah.
E.
For Echo.
Double L. Double Lima.
Yeah.
S for Freddy or S for Sugar?
Isbells.
Sugar. Yeah, Isbells.
Is that all one word? No.
Yes. And that's the name of the band.
Oh, you're right as well. There is what song of theirs is good?
I'm trying to think if it's called Fascination or something like that.
Let's have a look.
Have you got a list there?
I've got a list, yeah. I'm just looking for one called Fascination. I can't see one called Fascination.
It may not be Fascination. It sounds something like that word. I'm so sorry.
Illusion?
Illusion, that's it. It's gorgeous.
Is this it?
It'll really cheer up all your listeners. If you say that.
Is this it?
I can't hear it.
Is this... Hello? Julie, hello, Julie, what?
Hello, I'm here.
Is that it?
No, it's not.
Oh. Oh. No, they've had four albums out. We can't go through them all. Calling, no. I was tired. I didn't need any. I'll tell you what.
Fox's English House. You'll like it.
Okay, all right, we'll do that. Let's have a listen to that then. Hang on a second. What was it? I'll tell you what, no, I'll save that for when we come out of the break. We'll come out of the break for to English House. I mean, I don't really want to turn it into kind of. Late night love with Graham Torrington, but it looks like we're heading that way. I mean, we've already had Fast Car with Caddick. What was the first song you had a snog to, Julie? If we go, you know, Caddick's producing this show.
Well, do you know what? I borrowed... My dad always said, never a borrower or lender be, but I actually borrowed a little single from my friend, and it was called Obladi Oblada. And my sister stood on it in the bedroom and broke it.
Hang on a second, where was the snogging going? What happened to the snog here?
Snog, what?
Caddick, oh, Julie, me Julie. So, Caddick, what was the song play when you had your first snog?
Oh, tell him to mind his own business.
Oh, all right, all right, bloody hell, all right, all right. So tell me, so Obladi Oblada, that must have been an original 45.
Oh, it was, but it got broken. My sister stood on it on the bedroom floor.
God, that's worth about 14 grand now.
Yeah, well, it cost me 1 and 3 out of my pocket money. That.
Oh dear.
And I bought it in Nems. Remember Nems store where the
Beatles
had what's his name? Epstein. He had his offices in Nems, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, I'll take your word for it.
In Liverpool, yeah. One and three, that cost me. I had to go and give me pocket money to the girl.
Because you broke your dad's record?
It was my friend's record.
Oh, God.
I know, so.
Oh, dear. I don't know. But yeah, you're all right now, though, are you?
Oh, yeah, and I've got one last thing before I go. I forgot to mention this.
Yeah?
I was always told when I was a kid, to discriminate against another human being is to question God's handiwork, seeing as though we've all been made in his image. And that's for Ken last night for discriminating Christo about being gay.
Oh, okay, fine. Ken's conspicuous by his absence, though, tonight. He might give us a call at some point. We never know. But, you know, yeah.
Very interesting.
Pardon?
I hope he does ring you. He's very interesting. He's a good case study for me to listen to him.
Yeah. We'll give Ken that. He is interesting. Julie, thank you. We'll maybe speak to you in a bit. We'll play English House coming out of the break, which we're going to go to in a minute. Simon's here, though. Simon, how you doing, man?
I can't believe you just put the Ken signal up. Oh, no.
Got to do it. Got to be done, mate. It's 20 to 12. We've got another hour and 20 minutes to go. I could squeeze 25 minutes out of Ken.
Okay.
How's the new forest?
Quiet. Very quiet.
Have you had many? You're a cabbie, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You got how much business tonight? Much?
Nothing.
Are you at the start? Are you started or just finished?
Finishing in about... Well, I'll try and eke it out to about 2, but I don't... He's bad in the forest, so I've come to Southampton. I've put my Uber on because I'm a Uber as well. So,
so what do you do when you're not Uber? Who are you then? What do you do when you're not Ubering?
So my primary thing is my own little taxi business.
Okay, what just where people cards in the kind of in the petrol stations and all that kind of stuff and the train?
Yeah, I've got adverts on Google. I advertise in 2 or 3 different areas.
Oh, okay. Listen, Simon, I've started us down a cul-de-sac now. We've got to go to a break. Stay on the line, though, yeah?
No worries.
Cheers,
no
mate.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mechanics sing this one. Chosen by Julie, English House, Fleet Foxes. Quite like this one. It's a bit, Hey! Ho! What was that one? The Lumineers. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's a bit barn dancey, isn't it?
Bit Mumford, bit Lumineers. There's a lot of Hessian socks being worn by that band, I reckon. There you go. Welcome. Hey, it's Talk Radio. It's Jamie East in. I'm Pretend Ian. Hayley, you're Pretend Kath. Are you enjoying being Pretend Kath?
Loving it.
Lovely. 0344 499 1000. Text the word talk and your message to 87222. Text to 25 people. It's your normal network rate. Tweet at Talk Radio. And I've been told that I say the number too quickly. So 0344 499 1000. That's 1000 to you and me, friends. Simon is still with us. Simon, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, the ironic thing, of course, being is that your accent's more like Kath's than Hayley's is.
Well, where's Kath from again? She's kind of Manchester. She's Manchester, isn't she? So, yeah. Kind of. Is Manchester north to you? I guess, where is north to New Forest?
Every, Everywhere, yeah. I'm
Everywhere's
well
north.
Yeah.
So you were saying, so you flip between Uber and kind of just being a regular cabbie?
Yeah, yeah. So when my own shenanigans are quiet, I've got the phone, the calls come directly to me, to my mobile.
Yeah.
And when they're quiet, I go and masquerade with the.
So
the
can
animal.
You turn? You can turn Uber on whenever you want. You know, you don't have to like sign up to do particular shifts or anything.
No, and that's. But that's one of the potential problems on the horizon because of. So I don't know whether you're aware. Uber going through a court case because a couple of drivers, and I mean two drivers. From London, took them to court, wanting workers' rights and holiday pay and sick pay and everything else.
Yeah.
And Uber lost the case. And so it's going to Supreme Court now. And basically, because of two drivers, the whole thing could end up getting ruined because if Uber has to guarantee hours and money and stuff like that...
Yeah.
The whole business model will fall down. They'll probably pull out, to be honest. All because of two dopey idiots that don't understand how taxi driving works.
So I hope it doesn't
all come falling down because it, you know, it's supplements my income.
So what they were saying that because they do a set amount of hours, they're kind of theoretically employed by Uber and should get employees' rights.
Here's the stupid thing. It's all to do with this gig economy business, right? Which is a zero.
We're all in the gig economy business, though, aren't we?
Well, yeah. But the thing is, the problem with the gig economy is, and I get it 100%, is that when you've got somebody that's working on a 0 hours contract, they get a 4 weeks work 1 week.
Yeah.
And then the next week, they spend all their time sitting by the phone, and they may get one day's work.
Yeah.
Now, I get it.
Hello.
I get it, and that nobody can survive on that principle.
No, you're right.
But the thing is, the biggest gig economy employer in this country, and here's the irony, I suppose, is the biggest gig economy employer is Uber, and yet you can't actually factor them into the gig economy. And the reason for that is because we tell them what we're going to work. They don't tell us.
Yeah, I mean, that's the exception, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's all because of Uber, largely, and your deliveries and things, that this issue has come up. And so what's happened is you've got... I was speaking to Christo last night. 90-something percent of Uber drivers have never worked in the taxi industry. They've purely come into the industry.
So how do you do it? You just how do you become an Uber driver then?
So you have to be licensed. Yeah. So all Uber
licensed as a cab driver, yeah?
Yeah. So we've all got exactly the same license. So if you decide you want to do it, you go to your local authority, pay the fee, sign the forms, all the checks are done. And then they will license you, which means that you can then drive a Hackney carriage or a private hire vehicle in, well, it used to be within that district.
So you don't have to do the knowledge, though?
No. And the knowledge only really applies to London. There's a lot of areas that, I mean, I've never done a knowledge. Southampton had...
Sorry,
knowledge.
No, that was very that was very Londonist of me. Ignore that.
And you're from up north.
I know.
No, Southampton had knowledge, but they've scrapped it now because obviously it's pointless now with all the advancements in technology and things like that. And I'm not trying to take anything away from London cabbies. More all power to them. You know, I'm certainly not going to sit on a moped for 3 years and learn my way around a city. But you know, things change and things progress, and you can't fight progress. And that's just, you know.
Yeah.
So you get your license, and then you find yourself a vehicle that also needs to be licensed.
So what's the app like? Do you have like a different app then?
Yeah.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, we have a totally different app to what the passenger has.
And does it do all? Does it kind of like work out the total of how much you've run, how much it charged, your star rating?
We don't see any of that. So So from the word go, okay, we get the notification pop up, and
but you don't know where you're going, though, do you? That's the key.
We don't know where we're going. No. So we go to the person to pick them up. They call them riders. I got inverted commas fingers going on here. They call them riders. And then once they're in the car and you start the journey, you press the screen. It then tells you where you're going.
Oh, really? So you don't know if you're getting a journey that's 300 yards or 30 miles?
Yeah, if it's they've changed it lately. If it's a longer journey, it does say on there that it's a long journey.
What do they constitute as a long journey?
The latest one I've done that counts as long journey was about 30 miles.
Oh, okay.
Because it is annoying. Sometimes they call you before they reach you and say, where are you going? And you're like, hang on a minute, you're not meant to know that. Because what they do is if they find out you're going north or south or wherever they don't want to go, they'll cancel the job before they've even arrived.
Exactly. And that's not on. And
I've forgotten why you called. I've forgotten why you called in the first place. Was that
just to chew the fat. Originally, I was going to talk about box sets, but we got on to Uber. The app will tell you if it's a long journey, but it won't tell you where until you switch it on. And then at the end of the trip, you cancel the trip off to tell the system that it's been completed. And it then pops up.
And you give the star rating.
Yeah. So this is important. The star rating is very important because the genius of Uber is that they can keep things at a certain standard without actually physically dealing with you. So if you've had a bad journey or we've had a bad passenger, if we give you an adequate star rating, once they get to a certain level, then Uber's radar pops up and, you know, both driver and passenger can be thrown off the system. So you know by the rating whether you're picking up a decent fare or not.
Should we all compare stars?
I can't remember.
Say again?
I think we should all compare stars in the studio. Sam, what star rating are you?
I don't even know what my star
is. Yes, you do. If you top left-hand corner, if you click on your name.
Oh, hold on. I've got a new phone. It's, blimey. Hold on a sec. Let me try and log in.
So you're all admitting to using Uber. You're going to have the black cabs after you.
I'm better than Sam. Sam's 4.74. I'm 4.78.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Hold on.
About right.
What's the highest, Simon? Is it 5? Or what is it out?
5, yeah. But you only stay on 5, literally. That's new riders, because as soon as you get a mark down, it drops.
How do I find it?
Top left-hand corner.
Yeah.
And then click on your name and it's just underneath.
What's yours?
4.78.
What's yours, Sam? Oh.
4.74.
Mine's 4.6. Why is mine so bad?
Jamie.
What have you done? Is that bad?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
This way. It means that not every ride you've had has marked you as a 5-star.
It's not bad.
What have I done?
I don't know.
Do you want to know what mine is?
Go on.
I've done over 3,000 journeys.
Yeah.
4.96 on one of the highest rated drivers in the country.
Wow.
Check you out, Mr.
Check you out.
Big boss. Good for you.
I know.
Well done, fella.
Do you know what? Do you know what you get for that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
listen, you
absolutely
can pick the
nothing.
Pick the song coming out of the top of the hour.
Steven Seagal and Thunderstruck.
Steven Seagal and Thunderstruck. Okay, it shall be done. Simon, speak to you soon, my friend. Always good speaking to you. Kyle, how you doing, mate?
Evening, Jeremy. Evening, Hayley.
Hiya.
What was it? Thunderstruck. I'm trying that down. Yeah. Sorry. We'll talk to you now, and then we'll come back to you at the top of the hour. What are you up to, man?
Well, nothing much. I was going to say, amusing to me, I was going to ask you, I was going to pretend to be Ken and ask you about Jesus.
Right.
I can't be bothered. But I am 5 minutes away from my birthday, and I wanted your advice.
Oh, is it a big birthday?
No, 45, although you look better on it than I do.
I'm not 45 yet, I've got a couple of months to go.
That's worrying. But But no, so I'd like some advice. So what has happened around here lately is McDonald's have started doing that thing where you can ring up and you get Uber deliveries.
Uber Eats?
Yeah, and I thought, is it extravagant to, like, just ring up at stroke of midnight to get myself a Big Mac and fries and a Coke?
Kyle, you'll be 45. You can do whatever the hell you want. If you decide on your birthday that the first thing you want to do is have a Big Mac and a Coke, then you do that, my friend. What I would suggest, though, is that you get large fries and a strawberry milkshake and dip the fries into the milkshake.
Oh, that's disgusting.
What are you talking about?
Is that a thing?
Shut up. Of course it is. Stop being... Yeah.
That's weird.
Kyle, it's the future.
Yeah. how did you discover this, Jamie?
Put it this way. Everyone likes salted everyone likes salted caramel stuff now, right? That is the thing.
Right.
Your salted caramel pales into the salty sweetness of a McDonald's fry being scooped into a thick strawberry milkshake and devoured. You try it, right? You will never go back.
I'm tempted to try it if I like ring up, because I did do it a few months ago to test it, by the way. I got McDonald's breakfast. And it was, you know, you can track it on your phone.
Yeah.
And it was just some old bloke on a push bike. I'm not even winding you up. And it was on a Sunday. Some old bloke, right, just sort of pedalled up to my house. And I felt really bad. And he was about 70.
Kyle, I'll tell you what, stay on the line. We'll wish you happy birthday in just a couple of minutes. How's that? It's the dream, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, you're talking to me.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Oh, you were talking to
bloody hell. We're going to see you on your birthday in front of the nation. We'll be back after this. This is Talk Radio, and I'm Jamie East.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Birthday. How are you? How do you feel? Have you grown a bit since we last spoke?
Do you know what? It feels completely 100 years different from when I spoke to you about 4.5 minutes ago.
I mean, all your pubes are now instantly grey. Well done.
What?
Is your Big Mac on the way? That's what we want to know.
Yeah. Have you ordered your Uber Eats yet?
I've not ordered it yet. I'm still toying with the idea because the kebab shop behind my house is still open, so I might go there and get a cheeky doner.
Hang on a sec. It depends. What sauce is it? Does it come with? We all know chili is a given.
But yep.
Do they do the naff kind of just garlic mayonnaise, or is it like a minty yogurty thing?
You get the minty yogurty one, and you can have hot or mild. You get your salad and a little tray. It's always shrink wrapped, and they always put one pepper in it, one chili pepper.
I love the cabbage that you get from kebab shops. Never tastes the same anywhere else, does it?
It's because it's everywhere else. It's not drizzled in lamb fat. it's a tough call.
I just don't want to make like some 70-year-old. It's quite cold here as well, up in Rochdale, so I don't want to make that 70-year-old fella like pedal all the way back to my house, like a mile and a half.
Mate, it's your birthday. Relax in the luxury.
I know, but he's a pensioner. Do you know what I mean? I feel a bit...
But I don't know, you've got me drooling, thinking about dipping McDonald's fries into a strawberry milkshake. I think you need to try that for your birthday.
Carl.
Yep. Have you got PayPal?
Yes.
Right. How can we get... DM me. We're mates on Twitter, aren't we?
Yeah.
DM me your PayPal address. I will buy you a birthday McDonald's.
Aww.
Only.
Oh.
Right, listen. Only if you get McDonald's fries and dip them into strawberry milkshake on air.
All right.
Done. Right, DM me your PayPal address. I'll buy you a birthday McDonald's, and I'm going to give you a culinary game changer.
That's right. Right, so do I do that through... So would I use Uber Eats? I feel a bit weird if I go to my local McDonald's and just sit there
like, just dipping my fries in, like, strawberry milkshake.
Dude, I'm not going to make you leave the house at 12:05 and go and sit in McDonald's live on the radio dipping chips into milkshake. I'm not a sadist.
Well, I've done worse things in my life, to be honest with you.
No, you can order it to your house, can't you?
Yes. No, I can do that. Yeah,
you can. Let's do that. It'd be like a mini birthday party. I'll wear a hat.
Right, okay. I'll give it a go now. I'll log in and see if I can get it now.
Go and log in. DM me your thingy, and I'll send you the thingy, and we'll do it.
Yeah.
All right?
Brilliant.
Speak to you in a minute.
All right. Cheers, Jamie.
There you go. All right, there you go. 45 years old. It's an important milestone.
You're such a nice person.
I can claim it back. No, I can't. Jerry, how you doing, Jerry?
Hi, Jimmy and Healy, how are you?
Yeah, very good, very good.
A belated happy new year.
Thank you, mate. Jerry, I spoke to you, I used to speak to you before, didn't I? We've spoken before, haven't we?
I don't know. No, I don't really think so.
Oh, OK. Oh, hang on a sec. Sam, I'm thinking of the wrong Jerry, aren't I?
Yeah, you're probably thinking of the one with Parkinson's.
Yes.
Who phones in.
Well, thanks very much.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I don't know. Yeah. How are you, Jerry? All right?
I'm good. I'm fine. I was just, songs to snog to.
Oh, yeah. Snog. Yes.
Was David Ruffin, Walk Away From Love.
Walk Away From Love? I don't know that song. Let's have a look.
Oh, it's a classic. It was, I think it was like a... he's a legend singer with...
I've got the Bitty McLean version. I'm guessing it wasn't him. David Ruffin?
Yes.
David Ruffin. He was a singer of the Four Tops, was he?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He didn't do much solo work. And he released... I think it was 76. He released the song, but we walk away from love, and it's a classic, you know.
Oh, this is a sexy song. Let's have a listen, Jerry.
All right, thanks.
Let's have a listen. You stay on the line. So I know this song. Jerry, take us through the scenario. What happened?
Well, the scenario was a woman dancing around handbags and trying to get away from them. I remember I had the white jeans on.
You had white jeans on? Or she did?
The funny thing was, I'd nipped in, you know, when you're young, you're always on the go.
Yeah.
And I asked my mother to take up the trousers.
Right, okay.
Too long. And she put black stitching around them.
Oh, no. Oh.
Just to put on the final touch.
Oh, okay. Like a flourish.
I used to put them on, and when every time the neon lights were on, I had to sit in.
Oh, because they glowed up, because they glowed so much. Amazing. And so who was the lady that was the recipient of the snog, or the man?
Oh, well, her name was Janice.
Janice. And were you together? Were you boyfriend, girlfriend, or was that...
No, just me. I was the type of guy who always wondered, you know, the wanderer.
Yeah, oh, okay, like Dion.
And I still am. I'm 60, but I still am, you know.
Are you still a player, Jerry? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm still a... Well, no, not a player, but I'm still the same mental attitude.
Yeah. And how's the journey been between being a player at 60 and when you first kissed her? Take us through the long and winding road.
Oh, the long and winding road, right. Well, 16 to 21, good life at home.
Yeah.
Then went to work for the Hudson Bay Company.
What did they do? Okay. I don't know much about them.
Well, the oldest company in Canada, a trading post, with the Eskimos and the Indians.
Oh, okay. Well, like in the Revenant?
I went up north, 40 below.
Okay.
Life below zero. And I spent 2 or 3 years up there, and I went to Newfoundland. Came back because my father died. Put that to bed, and then I worked in Greece for 8 years.
Wow! So presumably,
not the musical.
I'm no detective, but you sound Scottish. So you started in Scotland, you went to Canada, and then over to Greece.
Over to Greece, came back, worked for the Scottish Tourist Board.
Yeah, doing what?
Tourist information.
Okay.
That was before the...
Before the internet.
Internet, yeah, before the internet. I worked for Celtic Football Club for 25 years.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I worked
for,
in
for
the
25
catering.
Years at the football club, wow.
Oh, yes, aye.
You must have had a testimonial at the end of that, then.
Well, I got a testimonial. I got something from them.
Do they still do testimonials, Jerry? Because back in the day, when my man used to take me to Derby, they used to do testimonials. Because basically, wasn't it the fact that testimonials started because basically footballers didn't earn very much money back then? So... Am I right in thinking that they used to have a match that was played in their honour, where they would get the receipts, they get the door?
Sure, they still do it, but you know it's for a period of time.
And it's for charity as well now, isn't it?
It's a period of time. I didn't get a testimonial match, but a testimonial and a framed picture.
Oh, nice!
And it's certainly very money, but
you'd rather have had the door, wouldn't you?
Yeah, regardless. And I put in for a voluntary redundancy, and I'm back in the whiskey industry, working in the whiskey industry again.
Is that where you are now, is it?
Yeah, that's when I started, 16 to 60.
16 to... Hang on a sec. All of the... Right, hang on a sec. There's more timelines going on here than there is in Westworld. So how old were you when you came back from Greece?
When I came back to Greece, I was about 30.
Right, so what happened when you were 16 in whiskey then?
I was a trainee manager.
So you dipped your toe into it and then you came back to it, did you?
Well, I was 21. I went to America on a Greyhound bus. I went on a Greyhound bus trip around America. And that made me very hungry. There was a big world out there and I didn't want to think when I was 60, I wish I would have. I wouldn't, you know, that sort of...
Yeah.
Attitude, and, so that dipped my toes. I went from New York to San Francisco on a Greyhound bus.
Wow. All these different kind of, like, you flitted around a bit. Were you searching for something or running from something?
Never running from anything. I always had a good family base. So it was just, I remember meeting a guy in a pub saying, I wish I would have. I wish I could have.
Yeah, if not now, only, when? Yeah,
I was only young, and I was taking all that in, and I was saying, "Well, I'm not going to be that man."
That's a good ethos to have, though.
You know, the greatest song. I know you've already played this song, but "Run for Home, Lindisfarne" is my.
Lindisfarne, you know, they're the Fog on the Tyne fellas, right?
But this "Run for Home" is very. If you listen to the words, it's really, really applies to life.
Let's have a listen.
Thanks very much. Thanks for your time.
No, it's all right, Jerry. Any? Have you been married? Any kids?
Well, not that I know of.
Hey!
Oh,
you rascal!
What can I say, you know?
Well, let's have a listen to these words.
Thanks.
See, my era of Lindisfarne was only knew Lindisfarne when they did Fog on the Tyne with Gazza, didn't they?
Yeah, but that's a bit of Gazza, but this, if you listen to their words, they're very true to life.
I'll check them out, actually. I've not given Lindisfarne much of my time, I must confess, but yeah, I'll...
No, the serious stuff.
So where are you with your life now, then, Jerry? Are you taking your foot off the pedal, or are you cracking on?
Well... I still don't know where I want to be when I grow up, but, there you go.
That's right. You sound like... Are you working in whiskey now, are you?
Yes, I do, and I'm a happy life, social, everything's fine. Good bit of banter.
Yeah.
You meet various young people that you think, well, they look like me, but I'll not go into that.
Yeah.
But everything's good. Everything's cool. I've got a good family, but... I was wanting to ask you about another thing.
Go on.
If you don't mind.
No?
If you're this Ken guy, Right? Big debate. You know, it's Gorgeous George doesn't let him on the, on his... You know, when I say Gorgeous George...
We know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. I would like to expose Ken.
Right.
You know, I don't want to go... I'm a Catholic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go down that road. But I was always brought up to love everyone. And, you know, homosexuals, whatever. We're all part of this world.
Yeah.
But Ken proclaims to be a lapsed Catholic, right? Right. Not many people up in the west of Scotland are called Ken. That's the first thing.
Okay.
The same thing
is...
Is that true? Not many people from Western Scotland are called Ken.
Yeah.
It's a good fact. That's a good fact. That's a pub quiz question.
That's the first thing. Now, I'm not saying this from a... I don't want to upset listeners or you or things, but this is educated talk. Now, that's the first thing. What's Ken's second name, do you know?
I don't know. I mean, we wouldn't say anyway, I don't think. But
no,
I don't know.
I'm giving you this information. I'm not going into it.
Jerry, it's not going to be any personal information about Ken, is it?
No.
I don't want to kind of like victimise a person for their religious beliefs.
And I wouldn't want to. Right?
Okay, all right, okay, fine. I was just drawing the line in the sand.
No, I'm an educator. No, it's annoyed me for a long time, but that's the first thing. The second thing is, if he comes on, he's got time now if he's listening to back all this up, but I would ask him, who was the priest that baptised him? What was the parish he went to?
Hmm.
I hope I'm not being intrusive here.
I don't know. I mean, you're not being intrusive to me because I'm not Ken, but, I mean,
you're asking a question.
I mean, you know, look, if Ken is listening, he might feel a little bit under the spotlight, and I don't want him to feel...
No, but these are all questions that...
So what are you suggesting, that Ken isn't as Catholic? I don't know. What are you getting at?
Yeah, that's it. I think he's been... There's some side to him that he's just not right, you know? I mean, We all know.
It's the side that hates gays to me. That's the bit that doesn't feel right.
Exactly. And I wouldn't like to think that people think that Catholics are taught like...
We're not taught like that. No. Well, you know, look, I don't know enough about religion to get into it, you see. That's the problem.
I don't want to go into the religious thing, but there's a dark side to him, and I don't know why.
There's a dark, kinky side to all of us.
Oh, we'll not get into that, but, thanks very much for giving me this length of time.
Jerry, don't worry. Anytime, my friend. 0344-499-1000. That's the number you need to call. Thanks for speaking to us, Jerry. I would look forward to hearing from you again. I wonder how Kyle's getting on with his Uber Eats order for his... Let me see if he's DM'd me.
He sent you his deets.
He has not. Not sent me. Kyle, send me your thing. I'll buy you your birthday McDonald's. I'm offering to buy you a birthday McDonald's. Just DM me your PayPal thing, and I will sort it out.
I'm going to have to try this milkshake thing. I mean, I'm disgusted by it, but I feel like I'm intrigued enough to know.
Right. It's very... hang on a second. We've got to go to a break, haven't we? Back in a tick. Hold on. Let's talk. Right.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, we have a go. I mean, it seems to be doing all right tonight, don't we, Hayley?
I think so.
It's been good. I didn't pick a song. CJ said, it's my birthday too. Can you play me some Slayer? No.
I don't believe him.
I don't. He's just trying to get us to play Slayer, isn't he?
He wants a Big Mac.
We do not trust you.
Not going to get one.
Kyle, where are you, my friend? I mean, he's trying to sort himself out with an Uber. So still to come, if you're around over the next, 40 minutes or so, we should have Kyle dipping chips into milkshakes. And we should have Caddick doing... I've not decided yet. What are we doing with Caddick? Shall we do... Where's the? Can we get a clip of the Freddie Mercury doing the Live Aid Day Out thing?
In all honesty, he's probably asleep by now.
Yeah, he's going to be snoring his head
actually
off.
He does, doesn't he? He crashes quite. Yeah. He has a sugar rush and then he crashes quite quickly, doesn't he? How do you spell Day-O? Oh, there we go. Freddie Mercury Day-O. Hold on a second. Oh, this is it live. Was this the one? Oh, this is at Wembley. It's Freddie Mercury, isn't it? Doesn't really matter. Is it going to play an advert beforehand? So this is what Caddick should do, I think. See how you get on with it. You can imagine Caddick going... Yeah, let's do it, let's do it. I'm sold already. I'm in already. I'm 20 seconds in. Caddick, before you go to sleep... Wake up, Caddick! Caddick, if you're listening, call in right now. Before you go to sleep. He's gone already, hasn't he? Mm. I think he's gone already.
Yeah.
Was it like, it's lights out at midnight, isn't it?
That's why he normally calls up early at 10, because it's like his routine before bed, I
know,
I think.
But we had him in late, but when on the early shows, that the When Harry Met Sally one, that was late. That was at the end, right at the end. We might still keep him going. I don't know. He might have gone to bed. If you're listening, if Caddick doesn't call back, Sam, are you on tomorrow?
Yeah.
Can you make sure that who's doing it? So if I'm not back, then Kath will be back. I think that's the rule, isn't it? That's what's happening. So can you get Kath to do this? Would she do it with him?
I'll run it past her.
Don't run it past her. Just okay, surprise
just
her with it.
Suddenly. Or maybe when Alan phones in, I'll tell him, don't I just do it. Come straight on and do it.
So you've got YouTube in there. Just whack into it. Just say it's a little surprise from Jamie.
Right,
a little present.
Okay.
For Kath, from me. And just launch into it and just get Caddick just booming it out. I mean, she's going to love that.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy it.
Who's not going to like that?
Thing is, though, she'll just cut him off.
Yeah.
Oh, would she? Has she got the power to do that in here?
No. Yeah.
Does she put a little mixing desk up, does she?
No, she can just uses the screen in front of you.
She just touches. It's a touchscreen. Yeah. Is she a bit cruel to Caddick? Am I the only person that's not cruel to Caddick?
I think so, yeah.
You're just too nice to everyone, you.
And yet he doesn't call me back. This is it. This is what happens. This is why all the girls go for a bad guy. Sally's tweeted, thank you, Sally. Again, you should try Mars Bar dipped in cream of veg soup. Oh, my God. Are you joking?
Ooh.
She says, ooh, and always add a sprinkle of salt to a chocolate milkshake. This is the thing. So now everybody is into the salted caramel, right? It's the mixture, the sweet and the salt. It's an assault on the senses. It's a smorgasbord of taste. And that's exactly what a McDonald's fry dipped in a strawberry milkshake tastes like. It's sweet and salty and crunchy and cold and hot all at the same time. Mm. Honestly, it's sensational. Is it not?
Yeah, I'm not convinced. I would give it a go just for the hell of it, but I'm just really not convinced.
See, now I want a Uber Eats. How long do they take?
Like 20 minutes normally.
Yeah, it takes 20 about 20 minutes,
yeah. Oh, now I'm in.
Gosh.
I want to say, Kyle's tweeted, I'm trying now, says I'm too far away, just.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Is that a no then, Kyle? Right, just get a doner kebab and dip it into a coffee.
That's just making it up now.
No, I'm making it up, I'm being silly. Maybe we can do it. So, let's see. Have you got Uber Eats? Who's got Uber Eats? Hold on.
No. Have you got Deliveroo?
Oh, no, I've not got it. Hold on.
You're still in a browser, I think.
I think you can do it in a browser, actually.
Oh, can you? Hold on a sec. Let's try that. This is scintillating radio. I do apologise, but I'm just trying to...
There's a certain tech op that orders a lot of McDonald's on a weekend, Stuart, when I'm here.
Stuart!
Oh, I didn't want to say his name!
Oh, I rip it out of him every Sunday.
But he has a lot of McDonald's. He uses, Stuart, takes about 15 minutes.
Stuart says that he doesn't eat McDonald's during the week, so that's his excuse. And I go, but you eat a week's worth.
It sounds like you and me say the same thing. I do it on a Saturday and you do it on a Sunday. I feel bad now.
What's our address?
SE1 8DJ.
8DJ. Fight Hatfields, that's us. Hello. Right, Mackie D's.
The chips are always cold when they arrive here, though. That's the only thing.
Oh, I was saying 20 to 30 minutes.
It's a bit soggy and cold.
It's going to be quite tight, isn't it? Should we try it?
Try it. I normally put them in the microwave when they get here.
Oh, now we're talking. Let's just get a signature Big Mac. Let's get a Big Mac meal. Hold on.
Go large.
We'll go large. Choose a side. Fries. Choose drink. Where's the strawberry milkshake? Strawberry milkshake. There we go. Add one to basket. Check out. Thank you for... Oh, sign in. Oh, this is a shambles already. I forgot what my mobile number. I can do that, can't I? One for... Oh, nearly.
Yeah.
No,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'm not a robot. Oh, I meant to try a trick with that. If you know that I'm not a robot thing.
Oh, that's so annoying where it says pick the traffic lights or whatever.
I was told.
I always get it wrong.
You've got
it wrong now.
I read a thing, right? Do you know why, right? You know the I'm not a robot thing. Do you know why it is always things that are on the street?
No. Go on.
Because what we're doing is we're training autonomous vehicles to recognise traffic lights, street signs and other cars.
Fascinating. You're not just a pretty face, are you? You know stuff.
I'm barely that, to be frank. I must confess it's been a slow few weeks. I've not had a shave and my beard is looking ridiculous. I went on GMB Good Morning Britain yesterday. Was it only yesterday? And I didn't realise I looked like the guy out of what was the one with the bear? What was the kind of not Lassie? It's like a Lassie, Gentle Ben, like the kind guy in Gentle Ben. Right, let me put my verification code in. Hold on, I need to get in if it's going to take half an hour.
Well, Paul Ross can eat it.
Oh, he can, can't he? Paul will be all over that. Right, let me just see if this works. Place order. Place order. McDonald's, just want to let you know. I'm not at a school. Do they have to do that? Where they tell you that that McDonald's won't deliver to schools. What if you're a teacher? It's on its way.
Hurrah. What does it say?
Why is it saying 50 minutes?
50 minutes?
What? It said half an hour a minute ago. I've just bought Paul Ross at bloody McDonald's.
That's brilliant.
Oh, dear. Right. Maybe it's because I all bought it from Holborn.
Can you cancel it?
Forget it. It's Paul's treat. Who's on the door downstairs?
Dan.
Yeah, straight down. Won't even touch the sides, will it?
No.
Won't even touch the sides. Daniel says, never mind, try a nugget dipped into vanilla shake. It's the same principle, right, Daniel? It's the salty and the sweet. Heddy, am I saying your name right? Heddy?
Heddy, yeah.
Hi, Jamie and Hayley, great to hear you. Thank you very much, but too nice to Caddick. Why are we too nice to Caddick? P.S. I saw Freddie Mercury at his last gig in Stevenage. I got questions. Was Freddie Mercury's last ever gig in Stevenage? A truly magical night. I bet it was. Then P.P.S. Pepper on strawberries. Yes. And balsamic vinegar. Hang on a second. I'm going to have to Google Freddie Mercury's last gig now. Hold on. Freddie Mercury last gig.
Somebody's requested Mull of Kintyre.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Heddy, the last gig they played in was it Nebworth?
Is it near Stevenage?
The 1986. Oh no, that's the last time. Hang on, that's the last Queen. I tell a lie. Hold on a sec. That was at Nebworth. I don't know when. I can't find out when it was. Hold on. Today in music history, Freddie Mercury performs his last concert. No, it says Nebworth. I can't. Why was he playing Stevenage? Phone in. What are you doing? Just tweeting in. Give us a call. 0344-499-1000. Tell us about the gig. I'd like to hear about that. And why was he playing in Stevenage as his last gig? Who knows?
How long does it take? Because sometimes it goes down, even though it starts off at like 50 minutes, it goes down.
44. How long? Yeah, it's not.
Sam, have you told Paul that he's got a McDonald's on the way? Yeah, because I just saw him come in.
I don't know if I'm on tomorrow or not. We'll find out. I'll get a call maybe in the morning, let us know.
Yeah.
But I've really enjoyed it. I don't know, I'm wishing it away. We've got 25 minutes left. What you got? Are you on
I'm definitely here tomorrow.
You're definitely
Who
here.
Who I'm with.
So could you be producing Kath? You might be producing
Kath.
Yeah,
yeah.
Does that feel a bit weird to her, like being produced? Isn't she normally...
She doesn't need producing. She's too good.
So, don't you talking yourself out of a shift?
Well, I will still be here. I'm just saying Lauren, that there's not really much to do.
Denny and Lauren will have listened to that.
Lauren's going to text me now.
They'll adjust the rotor.
Don't worry, darling.
Yeah. Don't worry, darling. Are you all right?
Oh, don't. Just in case.
All right, Jamie, can you do 10 to 1? Oh, darling. So, because Tim, who checks... There's no way they'll be listening to this at 25 to 1, but no. Tim... is the guy that has to listen to all the weekend stuff. He's a lovely fella, Tim.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah.
He'll be listening to this. He won't play. He'll cut that bit out of the highlights. Tim, if you're listening, just delete that last 5 minutes. Fine. We've gone through a lot today, though. A lot of records have been played. Have we played too much music?
No, never too much music.
I can't remember if I used to get told off for playing too many songs.
I think we can play 7 minutes an hour.
Is that...
I'm sure I saw that in an email once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like isn't that not like one of those kind of urban myths where you can say where it says you can say the F word four times an hour too?
No, it came from somebody here. It was like an internal email that came round.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, yeah.
Andy DeBerts, stop being a sleaze.
Oh,
that's right.
Well, I don't think you were. Send it to the wrong person.
No, not me. I was telling him not to.
Oh, I thought he was DMing you saying not to be a sleaze.
Yeah, Hannah's saying Caddick will be a sleaze. Caddick is asleep.
We know that.
We've heard that. Yeah, Caddick, if you're listening.
We can try again, maybe, another time.
Yeah. Ah, dearie me. Still 44 minutes. It's not looking good.
It's going to be for Julia soon. It's not really going anywhere, is it, the time?
No. I was going to give you a taste sensation.
I will do it, though, I promise you. The weekend, I'm going to get myself a McDonald's.
Okay. What are your plans tomorrow? What are you up to? How do you produce the show for...
It takes a lot of thought and a lot of...
As much as it does for this one?
Yeah, yeah. You have to meet up, like, 3 hours before the show, have a full-on brief.
Right, okay.
You know, start with the serious stuff and then, okay, as you go through the hour, lighten up. Yeah. I'm sure you've heard that here. That's kind of how we're meant to do it.
Well, there's whiteboards and everything. There's graphs, Venn diagrams. It's, you know, there's... Have you told the listeners about the league of listeners on the chart that we have in the office?
Oh, yeah. And Paul's got his map on the wall.
He does, well, because he goes
actually
through...
has a map.
Is this... How many has he gone through now? How many countries have we got through? Maybe I'll ask him. He'll be in a minute, right?
Yeah. I think they're in triple digits.
Wow.
It's bonkers. I know they've finished America, done every state.
Wow,
they've done
cool.
Every state in America.
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? It's all down to Karen who sets it up, though, I have to say.
So Karen?
It's the brains behind it.
Karen's a producer for Port. Have we talked about Karen on air before?
Probably.
Karen is wonderful.
Okay? Cakes.
Karen is obsessed with... She's a feeder, right? So it's like these kinky people who just enjoy kind of seeing people just eat. Just eat tons of stuff. Karen, every time I've been in this building, and she just makes, like, trays and trays and trays of cakes, brownies, kind of donuts. And sometimes she won't even have made them. She'll just have bought them. And then posh ones as well.
Yeah. And for any occasion, she kind of emails everyone and says, it's Tuesday. It's come and have cake.
St. Swithin's Day.
Yeah.
So Karen, is Karen on shift tonight?
Probably. I don't know.
Pardon?
She's on holiday. Wow. Oh, yeah, because that's the email she sent today, wasn't it? I don't know if you check your emails.
I don't.
But she sent an email today, or it might have been yesterday, saying, I bought cake in because I'm going on holiday. That was an occasion.
See what I mean? She's a feeder. Kyle's on the line. Kyle, how are you doing?
Well, do you know what? I'm a bit disappointed, Jamie.
Oh, mate, what's happened?
Well, right, I'm not a great... This is maybe one for Howard. I believe he's on 10 to 1 on Sunday evenings.
He is.
It could be one for him about shifting magnetic poles, but
right.
Just before Christmas, when I could first about do it, I checked, because I was always like, the delivery was always 1.5 miles limit.
Yeah.
So I finally, before Christmas, managed to get a McDonald's breakfast, bizarrely, on a Sunday, before I took part in some insane quiz.
Oh, that was on the Sunday show. Advertise it for me, Carl, because I need someone to play this Sunday.
What, the show that was on 1 till 4 on Talk Radio?
That's the one, yeah. To do the quiz, yeah.
Which is a great one. I believe it's an hour of TV, an hour of music, an hour of film.
Correct.
If I'm not mistaken.
Correct. I mean, it's entertaining, right?
It's highly entertaining.
But also informative.
Yeah, I learnt a lot, and because of you, I went to see Stan and Ollie.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I loved it. Absolutely brilliant.
Ah, good, good. Excellent. Hey, so that was, well, I've got an update on my Uber Eats. It says that Mikesh has got it. He's driving a Honda Wave. There's no way it's going to take him 42 minutes to
he's
come from
Holborn.
He's
only over the river. Holborn, I could walk it quicker.
It's not, well, I know I sound like a proper stalker now, but if I think I roughly know where you're, well, it depends which branch they're taking it from. But if there's one quite near a major train station, I thought that would have been quicker from where you are.
Yeah, definitely. Let's not dwell on that. I pressed the wrong bloody button, all right?
Oh, hang on. What do you mean you pressed the wrong button?
I pressed the... It came up with two options for McDonald's, one from Waterloo, one from Holborn. I pressed the Holborn one.
Why
like an
did you do that?
Because I'm an amateur.
But you were blaming the internet for like 20 minutes. It was your fault. You clicked the wrong button.
Well, it's a UI problem with Uber, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course it is.
So, I mean, can we call Mikesh? Oh, no. How do we find out? How do I get to...
Well, he's probably... Has he picked it up already?
Yeah, here we go. So let's contact Career. Not Korea, the country, the courier.
Why don't we give Sam the number and call him? Tell him he's on the radio.
Hold on a second, I can... Hang on a second. Let me call him. Audible one.
It might be quicker to send Paul out to Waterloo and buy the McDonald's and bring it back.
I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think of that. Hold on a second. Let's see what's going on here. Come on, Mikesh, pick up. You're listening to Talk Radio, 03444991000. Tweet at Talk Radio or text the word talk and your message to 87222 and it's just ringing out.
He's probably queuing. He might have gone to the loo.
Come on. Oh, he's moving. No, he's... maybe he can't answer the phone because he's driving.
Yeah, that would be sensible.
He's just going past the Strand. There's no way this is going to take... He's going to get here. Look, he's flying. You can see him moving now.
Oh.
There's a problem with the clock.
There's still hope.
Can't take your call right now.
Oh, Mikesh. I think it's because he's busy driving fast. What are you doing to celebrate your birthday, Carl? What's going apart from sitting on the phone, not having at McDonald's? I don't know how it's just turned out that I'm going to be having the McDonald's. I don't know quite how that's worked out. It's like
it's your own birthday. That's why. Like in Alice in Wonderland, you have a party.
That is a bit weird. That is like, do you know what? I will totally buy you a McDonald's, which was really nice about 40 minutes ago, and now it's like, do you know what? I'm getting one myself.
I was going to join you. It was going to be like that. We were going to go through the experience together.
I will do it. I will actually go to McDonald's tomorrow, even though we don't actually have one in the centre of Rochdale because we are such an impoverished area, genuinely. So I will go to where the local cinema thing is, and I will try it and try and make sure people don't see me because they might think I'm weird.
Sam, put the mic on. Sam, can you phone my mobile?
Yes, but I don't have your number.
I do. Hang on. I'll come in.
If you phone my mobile, because I can see he's going over Waterloo Bridge. So, and Carl, we're just gonna, I mean, this is important. I know it's. I think this is important. We need to find out what this is. Where Mikesh is. Hold on a second. Where's my bag? He's coming, and I think he's going to get lost. Here we go. Oh, look, I can see him now coming to me. I might be able to go down and meet him. So let me get my pass, otherwise I won't get back in. It's exciting, this, Carl. This is all in your honour.
Well, do you know, I really appreciate it. I can't help thinking it's a bit of rubbing salt in the wounds that you're going to like actually go down and get them. Is that, seriously, are you getting it now?
I'm going to say, bear with me a sec, I'm getting back. Hold on, Carl, stay there, I'm taking my headphones off.
I can hear you. Carl, can you hear me?
Yep.
Right, fine, I'm on my phone. Where's my pass? Hold on, I'm going to go down and meet Mikesh. Is it just at Waterloo roundabout? It's not going to be long. Hayley, you all right to cover for a minute?
I'm cool.
Right, hold on. I'm just going to go down the stairs.
Actually, I think
It's all a bruise. Poor Simon said. I'm just going to go and fetch my cash. But the... are you covering the fort there, Hayley?
Yeah, we're doing well.
Kyle, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Right, honestly, I'm just running down the stairs, see if I can find my cash. Can you see on my laptop, Hayley, whereabouts the car is?
Well, he says he's 43 minutes away.
Yeah, I know, but you can see whereabouts
on a horse.
He is.
Yeah, no, he's not far at all. He's, like, at the end of the road. Should be there in, like, 2 seconds.
What does his reg plate...
Oh, yeah, let's get the reg. Hang on.
Go on. Okay. I'm just leaving the reception.
Elsa,
don't read it all out. Don't read it all out. Elsie... 55. Right, I'm on the street. I can't see.
He's literally round the corner. I can even smell it.
Is it coming from the right or the left?
To the right. From the main road, from Waterloo Road.
Okay.
So he's turning about now, literally into Hatfields.
Hey!
Can you see him?
I think he's on a moped.
Honda Wave, apparently.
Is that a moped or is that a car? I don't know. Hey, but Nikesh! Nikesh!
This is brilliant.
Come on, son. Here he is. Hey!
Oh, this sounds promising.
Nikesh, how you doing? You're live on Talk Radio. How you doing?
Oh, well.
Can you just say happy birthday to Kyle?
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Cheers, man.
There you go, because we're going to do... Have you ever dipped McDonald's fries into a strawberry milkshake?
Not before.
That's what we're doing right alive now. Thank you very much, Mikesh. There you go. I mean, this is groundbreaking stuff. Oh, there we go. Mikesh, you're an absolute legend. Thank you very much, friend. Right. Oh, Hayley, you're about to have the time of your life.
I'm so excited. I didn't think it was going to happen, but it did.
No, it's happened. This is happening live. So, hold on a sec. Run up the stairs.
How does Jamie get like a moped driver and I get some old fella with a flat cap?
Mikesh was very happy. He was very happy. He was old Mikesh.
You should have gave him... You need to give him a tip.
I can't have my hands full. I've got my phone, I've got my pass.
No, online. You do it online with Uber.
Oh, yeah, no, I should.
They don't do cash. That's old school.
There we go. I'm coming back in. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Are you nearly back?
Oh,
gosh.
Fantastic. And it's nice when technology actually works.
Back in the room. Oh, hold on. Let me get my headphones on. Oh, hey, how are we doing?
We're doing well. I can smell it. It smells gorgeous, yeah. I'll tell you that.
I mean, I'm so happy for you, Kyle. This is a great moment for you.
I'm glad you're enjoying my birthday, Jamie. Thank you.
My pleasure. So,
I also feel sorry for Paul Ross because we promised him a McDonald's.
Well, you can come in. If Paul wants to come in and try this out, I mean,
Sam, see if you can get Paul because I feel like we promised him a McDonald's and he's not going to get any.
Come in.
Hedy, have the burger.
Hedy's on the other line as well. Hey, Hedy.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
You're right, by the way.
What was it? Right about what?
It was Ned Worth. I've got it wrong. The thing is, I'm a northern lad, so anything south of Birmingham, it's terra incognito. It's Here Be Dragons territory.
Oh, I didn't think that Freddie Mercury's last gig was in Stevenage, but, you know, you never know. Paul Ross has joined us.
Good morning.
We're having a little birthday party for Kyle.
It smells lovely. It's not just holly.
But have you ever tried, right, I was just, the reason we are here... is the fact that we... I'm trying to persuade people that dipping the McDonald's fries into the strawberry milkshake is an incredible thing to do.
Okay.
So, right, straight in like that and...
It's a bit like an initiation of something, isn't it? I feel like we're...
That we're Freemasons.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like...
Let's try that down the hatch. It's absolutely delicious.
Okay.
There you go.
So I'm getting the warm fries into the lovely cold milkshake. Yeah. Oh.
It's an assault on the sense.
No, that's a bit weird.
That's good.
Oh, no, that's dancing.
No, that's weird.
That's good, right?
Really, that is lovely.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
Is that a kind of very sweet mayo?
Yeah.
Oh, Paul, you're wrong. That's
you know
weird.
You know what I'd love? You get it in the States. Fries in black cherry milkshake.
Oh black cherry milkshake.
Yeah, delicious. I've only ever had it in the States. It's lovely.
Amazing.
That is great.
Try one more, just in case the first time wasn't...
Kyle, how are you celebrating your birthday? Anyway, in particular?
No, just a quiet day tomorrow, I think. Oh. Apart from, like I said, maybe a trip to Mackie D's.
Happy birthday, Carl. Seriously, Carl. We've got loads of fries. And I tell you, the only thing I'd say is maybe we should have slightly warmed up the milkshake. Or do you like the cold and the warmth?
It's the cold and the warmth that kind of does
things.
It. Yeah. Hedy, have you ever tried this?
Mm. I'm going to keep away from insects and anything with sweet and sour caramel and salt. It's not my thing.
No, not your bag.
No chance.
So you saw Freddie... So which did you get wrong? Where the gig was, or...?
Well, I've been to Stevenage and I've been to Nedworth so many times and I get the crossover. I actually went there for Status Quo, but they were really bad. And then Big Country came on, and they were bad. And the Queen came on, and they just blew everything away.
Well, you'd expect them to.
Pardon?
You'd have expected them to, wouldn't you? Would you? You wouldn't really go to Nebworth and expect... I mean, no offence to Big Country, a great band, but you wouldn't expect them to kind of... You wouldn't expect them to put up much of a fight against Queen headlining Nebworth, would you?
It was no contest. When Bohemian Rhapsody kicked in, everything just went quiet. 110,000 people just held their breath for 6, 7, 8 minutes while... And I actually... I once told Brian May to get out of my way by accident. I was watching a band at Manchester Apollo, and this guy with this big hair was sat in front of me.
Yeah.
And I said, "I'm sorry, I was a little bit drunk at the time, I've got to say. I said, could you get out of my way? I can't see the band." And he was there with his daughter, and he turned around, and of course, you can imagine my expression. He said, "Sure, mate," and he moved his hair.
he just parted his hair out of the way, did he?
Well, you know, I'm a scientist, and he's a scientist. He's a member of the Scientists with Luxurious Hair Club on the internet. It's an official website.
Is it?
That you can go to. And he's got, of course, he's got luxurious hair.
He's got very luxurious hair, yeah. Presumably he wasn't too put out, though.
No, it was a very drunken night, but I think he was just wanting to be part of the scene. He just wanted to. He didn't want to be noticed.
Problem. Well, this is the problem is, and I'm sure Paul can step in at some point. Is that, you know, I know a few famous people, and yeah. I know them personally, and I know that actually they occasionally would want to turn around and just say, "F off, mate."
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They have to spend their lives
nicing up.
Yeah. Whereas, like, you know, at any other gig, Brian may be kind of like, "Oh, sod off, mate.
It's my hair. What can I do about it? You know, it's my choice."
You're at a rock gig. It must be a killer.
Who wants to be famous, eh?
No, not me.
Not me.
Well, thanks for clarifying that, though, Heddy. You got Stevenage mixed up with Nebworth, but everything's fine in the end.
Everything south of Watford, don't know where it is.
Although I think technically Nebworth and Stevenage are north of Watford. To be geographically pedantic, I'm afraid. They're further up the A1M, mate.
Thank you. Good night, fellas.
Good night, Heddy. I love that those scientists with big hair club, or whatever it was he said. That's brilliant, though.
The scientists with luxurious hair club.
Be Albert Einstein, Brian Cox, Brian May.
All the others. Yeah. Kyle, have yourself a lovely birthday, mate.
Thank you very much, sir, and thanks for your efforts tonight. Cheers.
Well, look, you know, I mean, I couldn't buy you a McDonald's, so I bought myself one instead, but, you know...
But honestly, it's the new version of Surf Turf. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's very...
Spuds and Shake.
Yeah,
it's
everyone's
a franchise.
Tried.
We should have a franchise, Spuds and Shake.
Copyright. Buy the URL, Sam, quickly. happy birthday, Kyle. How are you, Paul? I'm not seeing for donkeys.
Not too bad. You're sounding great tonight, and great
to
see you again.
Mate. Yeah, likewise. What's been going on?
You know, the usual vampire shift between 1 and 5am. Got some great stories on the blocks for tonight, though. We're going to be hearing once again from the man who we touched base with earlier this week, who registered an emotional support pet.
Yeah.
He's got two of them. They live in the house with him and his wife. They're in the States. Obviously, you'll think when I tell you what the pets are. He's got a great big plastic pool, but it's in the front room, full of water. His emotional support pet is a 5-foot alligator.
Oh, my God.
He's yet to take it on a plane. He intends to. He takes it around local old people's homes and schools. He says that his lovely Wally, it's called, the alligator, he's had it since it was 14 months old.
Yeah.
And he said it likes nothing better than sitting on the sofa with him watching TV, cuddling him, and he scratches it between the eyes.
Oh, my God.
They're all out there, and they're on the show tonight.
It's a bit Siegfried and Roy, isn't it?
Wally, the emotional support alligator. It sounds, again, it's a kind of lost Hanna-Barbera cartoon from the 70s, doesn't it?
It is, isn't it? Now, I mean, emotional support, I've read stories where, I mean... It's traditionally an American thing, right?
Yeah.
It's not hugely taken off here. But
although people do take their lovely Labradors and stuff around some homes and hospitals and stuff and hospices for people. Because that's very comforting.
But people have worked out that if you register your pet as an emotional support, it can basically come on any flight with you.
Yeah.
Isn't that what... That's kind of the loophole that people are trying to explore.
A few weeks back, we spoke to the woman who's got one of those teeny tiny horses as her emotional support pet.
Oh, my God.
And she flew across the States with it. And you're right, the horse flew free, and the horse wasn't often there put in cages, in bags.
Yeah.
The horse was up and down the aisle.
Amazing.
So all that and more on the programme. Being a Friday, we talk TV with Mike Ward from the Daily Express and the Daily Star, so a bit of a guide to the weekend ahead, and sport, and the usual old tosh, as I always say.
How many states... So I'm trying to keep up with how many... Where are you going around the world?
We've done all 50 American states. We've done... over almost 90 countries now.
Wow.
We've been all over Australia, every territory in Canada. We've been pretty much all over South America. We were in Venezuela last night for obvious reasons. Sometimes serious, sometimes silly.
Yeah.
And for the first time this week, we went to Siberia and Tasmania in the same night. Okay? Tasmania, it's the summer down there.
Yeah.
Tasmania's warm anyway. And it was 35 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
Siberia was minus 47.
Oh, my God.
And I said, wow, the kids must love that off school for months. And the woman said, her English was perfect. She said, no, she said, the local statutes say the schools remain open until the temperature hits minus 44. Tell that to your kids. Get out to school. It's only minus 37, you snowflake. I don't care if you turn into an icicle. It's minus 47, so the schools were shut.
Wow.
Yeah. So we go around the world on the show, basically. We can take advantage of the time differences.
I love it. It's a great show. And you're in from 1 until, goodness me,
1 until 5 a.m. And then things really improve with James Max and the business show. And then it's Julia Heartless Bruiser from 6 to 10. I'm reading what she writes about herself here on Twitter. Miss Compassionate.
I don't know. Do you not, I mean, you know, it looks exhausting, doesn't it? I mean, fair play to Julie for keeping that argument going. Yep. And Mike as well from 10 till 1.
I know.
But, Mike, I've just not got the energy.
It's a bit like Custer's Last Stand, isn't it?
It is a
bit. Closing in, you know what I mean? Last man standing and all that. God bless them.
There'll be a freeze frame. Butch Cassidy at the Sundance.
And guess what? It'll be somebody else's fault who stabbed him in the back, won't it? When it all goes pear-shaped and bosoms up.
Oh, dearie me. Absolutely. Paul is in from 1 until 5. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for the fries.
Thank you, mate. Hayley, it's been lovely to meet you. It's the first
fun,
time we met.
Isn't it?
It's been really good
fun.
It's
been really nice to meet somebody on the radio.
We were going to choose a song to go out on. One. Actually, you did choose one.
We were going to do Sweet Caroline, weren't we?
Yes. Shall we do
bomb,
that?
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
How long have we got? We've got a couple of minutes,
we've
haven't
got
we?
Enough time.
Yeah.
Always time for Neil Diamond.
Enough time for a bit of Sweet Caroline, haven't we? And here it is. I don't know if I'm going to be on tomorrow. We'll find out. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Might be Christo, might be Kath. Who knows? But if you are listening still, thank you very much. When Caddick wakes up tomorrow... tell him that he's got to phone into Kath and do the day-o thing for Freddie Mercury at Nebworth, not Stevenage. And thanks to everyone that's phoned in. It's been I've really, really enjoyed myself. Have you?
I've loved it.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
It's been like a bit of a school reunion, coming back to visit old friends. Until next time, I'll leave you in the capable hands of Mr. Neil Diamond. You've been listening to Talk Radio. Paul's is on from 1. It's 0344-499-1000. Take it away, Neil.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two, and when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you?
Touching warm. And on those lovely words, I'll leave you. Thanks very much, guys. This is Talk Radio, and I've been Jamie. See you soon. Bye-bye.